If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Anybody going to Vegas? Las Vegas, anybody? Anybody, Vegas?
We're all good.
Look at these people.
Oh, no, the best.
Blinded by glitter and the almighty dollar.
What are you talking about, Vegas?
Vegas, baby, Vegas.
How do I get to Vegas?
Isn't there legalized prostitution?
Not within the city limits, Wes.
Oh, my God. It's Wayne Newton.
Smile, kid. You're in Vegas.
Mr. Vegas. You are Mr. Las Vegas now, man.
We're so impressed with your play that we'd like to invite you to stay in one of our suites. Do you follow me?
Hey! Are you guys going to Vegas by any chance?
Bright light city, gonna set my soul. Gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn. So get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. And I am just a devil with love and spare. So Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
And now,
where the hell am I?
Our feature presentation.
What a good question
what
that is.
An interesting question to ask at 5:31 in the morning in Las Vegas.
Hey, party people. It's the Kevin and Bean Show live from Las Vegas, Nevada at the beautiful Caesars Palace Hotel and Casino here at the patio of Rao's, their outstanding new Italian restaurant. And this is Ralph speaking, and my buddy Bean is here. Lisa May.
Check, check.
She's here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Alex, our producer, is here.
Good morning, begrudgingly.
Some listeners are here.
Yeah. Some listeners are here.
Wait, who are we missing?
Seems like there's one other guy that
should
sometimes
be here.
Kevin. That's what it is.
Oh, that guy.
Kevin hasn't shown up yet.
The blonde one.
Yeah, he's
well,
not here yet.
At least Dave, the King of Mexico, is here.
No, he's not here either.
Is he with Kevin?
Dave was supposed to be Kevin's keeper for the weekend, and now they're
who
both.
Who was thinking that?
They're
well,
both
a good
MIA.
Idea.
Hey, Super Steve, can you hear us?
Hey, Super.
Super Steve.
Stevie.
Come over here. I think he was one of the people in the crew who last saw Kevin, so
he
let's get some sort of an
some
update.
Insight on where we can find him. Let's get Steve on a mic here.
I was saying to Ralph when I showed up this morning, I said, you know, Kevin didn't seem like, you know, he seemed like he wasn't really partying that hard. I guess it was because it was a long weekend. And Ralph said to me,
were you at the party last night? And he's like, yeah, I left at 9:15. Well, then you missed all the serious drinking.
At 9:15, he seemed pretty lucid.
Yeah, we all did.
Super Steve, we hear that you had a Kevin sighting early this morning. True or not?
Yes, I did.
What
do you
know?
We actually jumped in the limousine and went out to the club of strippers.
The club of strippers.
Yes.
Is that a new joint that just opened here in Las Vegas?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you, an Indian?
No, I don't know.
We go to club of strippers.
I haven't slept at all.
Much wampum be spent.
Definitely.
What time did you last see Kevin, and what was he doing?
I don't recall what he was doing, but I think it was
2:45, 3? Okay. Yeah. All right.
And now, someone just said that they saw him walking right now towards the rooms.
Oh, no.
Someone just said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right now over here. They were like, hey, I just saw him walk into the rooms.
Oh, maybe he's
going to freshen up a little bit
or go to bed.
Could be.
He might be tired.
I would be after
that
night.
He probably is.
Now, wasn't even before the club of strippers, Ralph?
Really club of strippers.
Wasn't there some pretty serious dancing going on last night at our party?
Kevin made a lot of friends with a lot of the girls at the swingers party last night. Yes. Kevin was seen at one point with a girl dancing on a table with her dress over his head.
No.
Yes. Kevin also was seen being the recipient of what could best be called a triple-decker breast sandwich.
Wow.
Kevin was enjoying himself considerably last night, so I am not surprised that he's not here yet.
Good times.
Yeah. It was an amazing party last night. Of course, we came out here for the first ever Kevin and Bean F Monogamy Swingers Party.
Yeah.
We invited all couples to come join us here in Las Vegas. And I'm telling you, it was a good-looking crew. It was a fun bunch. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone had a blast last night.
Really fun bunch. Yeah. I talked to almost everyone, and they were awesome.
They were just great people. And we were at the Shadow Bar here at Caesars, and it was a great place to have the party. We had naked girls dancing behind the screens, throwing shadow puppets up on the screen with their nipples, which was nice.
Kevin brought a scale from the room, I think.
Yes.
Because he was convinced that everyone at a swingers party was going to be fat, and he couldn't find anyone to weigh.
Except the girl he was talking to most of the night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he for some reason was hanging out with the biggest girl at the party.
I mean, she was attractive, but she had giant cans and a huge ass.
Really?
Yes. And she was all over Kevin. They were getting quite friendly.
He was the Shamu killer last night, was he?
He was on the hunt. Well, I am very much looking forward to hearing all about that because I was back in the room watching Mad Men at that point, so I don't know what happened.
I'm looking forward to him showing up.
That would be nice.
So a complete recap of the F Monogamy Swingers Party is coming up. What are we looking at? Oh, is that the king?
There's the king
of Mexico.
Now.
Hey. Is that Beer Mug with him?
Beer Mug, for God's sake.
Now, do they look like all-nighters to you, or do they look like they're refreshed?
Dave looks showered, so I think maybe he actually took a nap.
Beer Mug made it here before Kevin.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? That means
Does anybody
Kevin's
have
dead.
Eyes on Kevin? Does anybody know?
No. I haven't seen him since, Shadow Bar?
You sound you. Good.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of rest.
Dave?
What did you do?
What's going on with you?
Oh, hookers and blow, man. Hookers and blow.
Oh, hi, guys. It's good to be here.
Hookers and blow.
Wow.
Anyways, I was with hookers and blow last night.
Were you at the club of strippers that Super Steve was telling us about? Wow.
No. Wilbur.
All righty. Wow. A complete recap. And apparently there's more than just last night's swingers party to recap. Apparently the action here in Las Vegas for this cruise started Friday for the Omar birthday party.
Yeah, right? The Omar Khan surprise birthday party that we had for Omar. And it was an amazing time.
And that, as I understand it, was just keep bringing out the bottles of Grey Goose. Right?
It was table service, which is, for this crew is a bad idea.
Wow.
But we did drain, I don't know, about a half a dozen bottles of vodka, and Omar polished up a bottle of Jack Daniels by himself.
Wow.
DJ Omar Khan.
And I'll just tease you this much. I'll tell you the story later. But Kevin, at one point, was accosted by security. That's all you need to know about Friday night's activities.
Also,
what a task sucker Kevin is.
Well, yeah, maybe.
A new edition of the Internet Roundup on the program today. I think our old friend Chris Angel may be stopping by to see us since we're here in Las Vegas.
I think he did know the Mexican accent. I thought that was Dave when he walked up.
We're in his hood. We're going to have the Las Vegas edition of Does Kevin Know, which, as you know, is entertaining back home. So you can imagine what that's going to be like.
We may be playing Does Kevin Show, which is a new game on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you can tell us what time Kevin will show up to the show, you will get a special prize.
And a special guest here at the Las Vegas show from Caesars this morning. She is the winner of this year's Last Comic Standing.
Yes.
Very funny woman.
So
got a gig playing here in Las Vegas out of it, in addition to the $250,000 first prize and everything else.
It's a career changer, that show.
Liza Schlesinger is her name, and she's going to be coming up here live this morning here at Caesars. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman right after this on the World Famous K-Rock. On the Kevin and Bean Show, it's 106.7 KROQ. Am I having a stroke, or are the lights going up and down here at Caesars?
They are, and they're changing colors, too. I think I'm tripping.
I think I
dropped
too.
Wow. Don't take the brown acid.
We are live from Caesar's Palace this morning, site of last night's first ever F Monogamy Swingers Party. We'll have a complete recap of that coming up. Plus, don't forget, all morning long, your chance to see Rise Against at the Hollywood Palladium. Three big shows, end of October, beginning of November. Tickets are going on sale this Thursday morning at 10. All ticket winners qualify for the grand prize that we'll do Friday morning to have the band play Your Garage. So we got that coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, first look at the Showbiz Beat for a new week. What's going on, Ralph?
As I sit out here at the... at the patio at Rayo's, the Italian restaurant here at Caesar's Palace, and I look out over, they have like a palazzo here with a fountain, and there's statues around. And I said, it really does look like Italy, but they've improved it, because they've got slot machines just beyond the statue and blackjack tables. It's better than Italy.
You don't have that in Italy.
Caesar's Palace is better than the actual Rome.
Wow. In other words, if Caesar were alive today, he'd live here, not in Rome.
That's right.
Is it good news, Ralph? I wanted to ask you this as I was walking down from the room this morning. Is it good news if you're gambling at 5 a.m.? Is that ever good?
Yeah, it is if you've like slept the whole day away and then get up. Because sometimes this is the best time to gamble because you can get a seat at a table easily.
Oh, that's
you don't
true.
Have to deal with the crowds. When I used to come here with buddies of mine, we would do that. We would sleep all night and then get up and start partying around midnight or 1 o'clock.
Oh.
And that's when we do our serious gambling, was in the early hours of the morning.
I saw some people this morning who maybe looked like they were trying to win it back, though.
Yeah, that isn't always the case. There aren't a lot of well-rested people out there at 5 a.m., that's for sure.
Okay.
Let's take a look at the showbiz news. As always, on every Monday's Showbiz Beat, I like to take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Tropic Thunder, once again, number one at the box office this weekend, a little over $16 million. Number one, The House Bunny with our pal Anna Faris.
Yeah.
Came in at number two, just slightly under Tropic Thunder, made $15 million
good
in its
for
opening
her.
Weekend.
Anna.
Death. You know, I didn't know, but she's one of the co-writers and producers of that movie as well.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
How did you, I guess because you were in Vegas is the answer, but when Catherine McPhee is in a movie and you don't know,
trust
I know
me.
That there's got to be something keeping you away.
If I hadn't been here in Vegas all weekend, I actually would have gone. Although she is pregnant, and that kind of takes kind of the buzz away from me. Death Race came in number three.
That's right, Jet Li.
It was $12.4 million. The Dark Knight still in the top five at number four. Star Wars The Clone Wars was number five. Then Pineapple Express, Mirrors, The Long Shots, the new Fred Durst directed.
Oh, that's the Ice Cube movie.
Heartfelt comedy with Ice Cube came in at number eight, $4.3 million in its debut. Then Mamma Mia and The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor.
What about our pal Rainn Wilson, who was hoping for $18 million for The Rocker?
Oh, my God. The Rocker didn't even show up. It didn't even dawn on me. It's not even in the top ten.
Dude.
That's got to sting.
That has got to hurt.
Because we love him.
Jenna Fisher's dead.
She must be, because she was in his trunk.
Hey, he's not going to let her out until he made $18.7 million in the opening weekend.
That's what happens when you put Ralph Garman on your movie poster.
My nieces and nephews went to see it. They're 10, 8, and 7, and they loved it. They could not stop talking about how it was one of the best. They loved it. It was the best movie they ever saw, you know, for little kids. So I don't know, I mean, how it
is a great movie.
Adults,
I think it was poorly marketed. But I've been talking about it for a week now, how much I liked it.
The impression I got from Ralph was that, and he had the same impression before he saw it, is that it's way better than it makes you think when you look at the commercials.
Absolutely. And I just didn't even dawn on my bean, but I'm sad now that I say it's not even in the top ten anywhere.
That stinks. That stinks.
That's bad.
Rain will stay on the office, it looks like.
Well, I've got good news. If you, like me, were worried about wondering where the next generation of Spice Girls was coming from, finally, Mel C is now pregnant.
Oh, thank God.
She was the only one of the five Spice Girls who hadn't had a child, but now she is finally pregnant. She was the scrawny one. She was scrawny
the
Spice,
sporty?
Right? No, sporty. That's right. She apparently is officially expecting a baby. It was released on her website Friday that she and her boyfriend. I thought for sure she was a lesbian.
I know.
They're expecting a baby. So congratulations to Melanie Chisholm of the Spice Girls. Speaking of babies, Jason Lee from My Name is Earl. He is he is a new dad. His girlfriend, Karen Alcak. Alcak gave birth to a baby girl August the 10th. No word on what the name is yet, but you have to remember he named his son Pilot Inspector.
I am terrified that Jason Lee gets to name another kid.
I know, so terrified. I can only imagine what the girl's going to be named.
Pilot Inspector, everybody.
That's a name
is
for
the
someone.
Kid's name.
Someone has that. That just happened.
If Pilot Inspector doesn't grow up to marry Penn Jillette's daughter, Moxie Crime Fighter, then there's trouble in this world.
There's no justice.
One of my friends was at the Grove, and she heard, Pilot! And she's like, there's only one person that can be. Turns around, and Jason Lee's running after his son in anthropology at the Grove. Pilot, get back here, Pilot!
So
it was
the
so embarrassing.
Now, Travolta, they've got Jet.
Jet
is
their
kid. So I wonder if Jet and Pilot ever hang out
those
together.
Two kids have play dates. Pilot's riding Jet around on the air, the playground. Speaking of John Travolta, apparently he and his wife, Kelly Preston.
Oh,
is John Travolta
God.
Here?
There's a Kevin sighting.
Oh, no. It's what's his name?
Wow. Is he walking slow? Wow. Does he look bad?
John Travolta and his wife, Kelly Preston, apparently keep the sex in their marriage spicy by playing naked stewardess together.
Okay.
I'm hoping Kelly is the naked stewardess and not John.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see his doughy body doing anything.
Hey, what's up, sunshine?
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Seriously, never drinking again.
Seriously.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, this time I mean it.
All right.
I'm not kidding this time.
TV Guide has done a list of the top 10 most annoying TV couples in history, which is a pretty funny list. I'll just briefly go through it for you real quick. Number 10, from least worst to most worst, Rob and Amber from Survivor.
True.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I can't believe they're not higher on the list, quite frankly. Him alone with that Boston accent was enough to drive me away. Sarah and Gil Grissom from CSI, apparently. They find them annoying because for the first two seasons, there was no hint of romance whatsoever. All of a sudden, season three, she's coming out of his bedroom. So they thought that was BS. Ryan and Marissa on the OC.
Yeah, I could see that.
She was tall, privileged, and wore blank expressions, they say, in their review of that couple. That's very true. Trista and Ryan from The Bachelorette. Yeah, I think we've bought an ass full of them. Kate and Jack from Lost.
Why are they annoying?
They say they aren't annoying on the island, but in the future, when they're together, Jack becomes a whiny wino and Kate is a well-dressed nag. So
okay.
I think they may have a point.
She was pretty bitchy to him in the parking lot. That's true.
That's true.
Remember?
Billy and Allison, Melrose Place.
Yes.
Clark and Lana on Smallville. they make a good point. They realize we know the Man of Steel ends up with Lois. There's no reason to root for these two. Boris and Natasha from the Rocky and Bullwinkle show.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Really?
They said it's just not fair to terrorize an innocent moose and squirrel.
I thought they were perfect together.
And the number one most annoying couple on television. I'm sorry, no. Tom Lynette from Desperate Housewives is number two. Number one is George and Izzy from Grey's Anatomy. They say for the reason that they're, you know how they combine the names into like a showbiz, like Brangelina, they combine the names. They said just for the fact that their combo name is Jizzy.
Oh. Is reason enough to find them the most annoying.
Are you kidding?
Say that in the TV Guide
that's
article.
That's the best name ever.
George and Izzy together, they said their combo name is Jizzy, and that's one of the most annoying combo names in history.
Wow, that's a great list.
Someplace right now, Psycho Mike is falling over laughing. And sad news, fans, Brittany and Justin will not be teaming up for a much-rumored duet on her new CD. Although that has been the rumor going around, Justin's people came forward and said that is not going to happen. There is no scheduled recording between Brittany and Justin happening for her new CD, so that we won't get that off-talked-about duet.
That would be something people would be looking forward to hearing, that's for sure, because of the history between them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm surprised that... You know, they're both pretty good marketers. I'm surprised that they're not taking advantage of this opportunity.
I don't think he wants to taint his, at this point, respected career.
Yeah,
with
he sure doesn't need her.
He doesn't need her, that's for sure. Yeah, it would have been a favor to her, that's for sure.
Katy Perry is finally talking about the inspiration behind her hit song, I Kissed a Girl. She said that it was Scarlett Johansson.
That's what I'm talking about.
Which gave her the idea for the song. She was with her boyfriend at the time. And she said... to her boyfriend, I'm not going to lie, if Scarlett Johansson walked into the room and wanted to make out with me, I would make out with her. I hope you're okay with that.
And he
and
said,
I think we all are. Well, she should have been at our swingers party last night.
Salute to tuna.
There was some girl-girl kissing going on last night, if you noticed or not. Well, Bean went to bed at 8, so he missed out.
Yeah. I was there till 9:15, excuse me.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Diamond Jim.
Yeah. Kiss, kiss. Bang, 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 bang.
All right. And guess who's back in the news? David Blaine, apparently, is going to be back on television doing more magic. Well, it's not really magic what he does, is it?
His endurance.
What's he sitting on now?
Trials.
And for how long?
Yeah, exactly.
This time around, the Daredevil plans to spend 3 days and three nights suspended upside down in Central Park.
Doll! 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 My God, it's doll! It's so desperately dull and tedious and stuffy and boring and desperately dull.
He's going to hang upside down for 3 days.
And that
ABC is planning a two-hour primetime special around this event.
When they take him down. Yes. Because it's not like anything's going to happen. He's just going to be hanging
If we have any luck, his head will explode.
But what is the point? I mean, what is the goal of hanging upside down for 3 days? What is he hoping to prove or show? Or what's the lesson we learn?
We don't learn a lesson.
What does that mean?
We haven't understood what he's done in 5 years.
Remember when he used to do tricks and stuff and was good?
Yes.
We'd pull thread out of his stomach and make people disappear and stuff.
He sat on a flagpole, right?
Yeah.
He
buried in ice. Wasn't he buried in ice?
Yeah, he was in a block of ice.
He was in a fishbowl for a while. He did that.
Mm-hmm. He did an underground thing. Did they bury him
alive.
Underground? Buried him alive.
Now he's hanging
upside down is like five steps away from sitting in a cafe bench with his hand, you know, his head in his hands. I mean, that's not a trick.
Lisa May?
I'm not saying Lisa it May. Is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Gene Simmons.
How
hey,
are you,
Gene?
What are you doing in Vegas? I just want to say, speaking of sitting on a pole and being in a fishbowl, I just...
Thank you, Gene.
All right, Gene Simmons. And the ratings are in, and NBC is saying the Beijing Games were the most watched U.S. television event of all time. Numbers for the Olympics were huge. 211 million people watched the coverage.
At some point during the games,
yes.
They watched some of it. Wow, that's two out of three Americans.
Yeah, that's 2 million more than watched the Atlanta Games, which held the previous record. And that didn't even include last night's closing ceremonies, but apparently it is the most watched event in U.S. television history. You okay there, Bunky?
No.
You doing okay down there?
Are you dozing or what?
his head barely staying on his shoulders.
About to die.
You've been up all night. Okay.
He can't even say it.
Shut up, Lisa.
This is radio. Nodding doesn't help so much.
That's what I got, man.
But sometimes...
Shut up, Bean.
No, I'm saying staying up all night is sometimes a much better idea than trying to lay down for an hour. I mean,
obviously, as in Kevin's case.
You can feel so much worse.
I had that conversation with myself at 1 and then at 2 and then at 3. I was like, I could still sleep for an hour.
How about at 4 at the strip club? How did that conversation
by 4,
with yourself go?
It was a loss.
You were committed?
Lost
cause, Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Sean Connery, one of our favorites around here, is celebrating his 78th birthday today. In a related story, he's also releasing his autobiography today, the same day.
Oh, so
really? Today it's coming out? Yep. Awesome. Hope there's an audiobook.
I'm sure there will be. I'm sure we'll play it. Game show host Monty Hall is 87 years old today.
No, not Montreal. This is Monty Hall.
Yeah, that's the only reason I mentioned that, so we can play that tape, because no one knows who Monty Hall is anymore. No. Used to host a show called Let's Make a Deal. That isn't on anymore. Regis Philbin turned 77.
My hero. Stop it, Lisa.
We just heard from Gene Simmons from Kiss. Gene celebrates his 59th birthday today. Happy birthday,
Happy
Gene.
Happy birthday, Gene.
Thank you very much.
Oh.
Lisa May, would you like to blow out
no.
my candle?
All right, easy, Gene. Rob Halford is 57 years old today. Elvis Costello turns 54. Tim Burton, movie director, is 50. Billy Ray Cyrus, of course, now most famous for being the dad of Miley Cyrus, is 47. Rachel Ray is 40. I mean, Omar will be celebrating. Claudia Schiffer, the supermodel, is 38. Rachel Bilson from OC is 27. And Jeff Downes, singer and keyboardist from Asia.
Come on.
He's 56 years old today. Oh, it's a good day. Not for Kevin.
Really? What's happening right now?
Jeff Downes from Asia.
I'm here so I can listen to...
Sorry, never mind. He almost said.
He almost did.
Yep.
Effing Asia is what I was going to say.
Yeah. Good times. Yeah. All right, stick around. I'm Ralph Garman, and that is the showbiz.
Anyone want to go now? Well, usually Kevin talks there, but this time he just stared at
you
and then pointed.
So, you think he's going to be able to say anything ever again?
What, I am never drinking again.
What can we do for you? We have coffee.
I don't want coffee. I want to die.
Well, we can arrange that, too.
I want sweet death. That's what I want.
What was Kevin doing when you left the party at 11-something last night, Lisa? Where was he? What was he doing?
Oh,
I was still there.
He's a good partier. He was at tables filled with air. And everywhere I went, they went, oh, I was just hanging out with Kevin. He's so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin, do you remember the bet you made?
Oh, that's right.
No.
Luckily, she's
not
here.
Remember that blonde? She's not. She was so wasted last night. She bet you... If she showed up at 5:30 and stayed till 10 this morning, you would have to do the show butt naked.
Show
and you
news,
shook
that?
Hands.
You said, okay, I'll do that. You shook hands with her.
She kept saying that. I was like, are you high? First of all, you're not going to be here. I've done 100 of these. People
right.
go, I'll be there, and then they're asleep.
Of course. You weren't even here. How could she be here?
Exactly.
He's
full of crap.
Well, Kevin, we are in Las Vegas broadcasting live from Caesar's Palace. That much I'm sure you know. Did you know that we had a special guest book for this morning?
I did not.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chris Angel. Join us here this
morning. How did we get him out of bed this early?
Douchebag, the douchiest of all.
Hello, Kevin DeBeat. How are you? It's great to see you again.
Well, we're
always
in your...
welcome to my city, Vegas.
Vegas is your town now? Is that right, Chris?
It is. It's my town. It's filled with suckers,
right?
And so that comes in handy for me because I love suckers, and I'm reinventing magic.
Okay,
I'm reinventing.
Go slow on the take.
Sometimes magic takes a little longer than others for,
it seemed like
for it to happen. But I heard you talking about David Blaine earlier, and I'm glad that you feel the same way that I do, that he is ruining the history of magic, and I'm here to make rock star magic again.
Okay, don't get me wrong, though. I'd elect him president and kill you if I could, but that's not the option. We have to exist in a world where both of you are around.
Well, Bina, I just want to tell you it's great to see you again, because I know my father and I would always... always listen to you on the radio when I was growing up, and it's great to be
Why?
Here because you made a big imprint on my life.
But Why? You grew up in New Jersey, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, we weren't on there.
Oh. Oh, I might be thinking of Howard Stern.
That could be. That's more likely, yes. So, the dead father, please, A, stop talking about that, and B, what about David Blaine hanging upside down?
That's not a magic trick.
It's not a magic trick, right?
Not interesting.
I hate to agree with you on anything.
No,
but...
absolutely. I'm much more magic than he is. As you can tell by that sound effect, that ill-timed sound effect.
Mr. Angel, there is a delay coming from Los Angeles. I apologize on your magic.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Oh, it's the delay coming from Los Angeles.
Right, well, then when you go to think about pressing it, press it before you think about it. There we go.
That's much better. Now, I haven't seen your show here in Las Vegas, which you're in another casino, not a good one, right?
No, I'm
not
in
a good hotel
one.
Like Caesars.
Yes.
So what is it you do on stage?
He does that.
I do a lot of that.
Right? And people pay to see that?
Yes. And then I do death-defying stunts where I'm about to die, but then I defy it.
Okay. Are they really death-defying?
Yes. They're really defying death.
When you were walking on water, it was like 3 feet of water, and you were like, I could die if I
fall through. If I fell down, if I fell asleep, I would drown.
Okay.
Because my face would
but
be in the water.
But short of falling asleep, it's
You can't just every time somebody's challenging you.
Look,
what is that from? Where?
Because that's magical.
That's not. What does that mean when you do that? I mean, it sounds like you're having some sort of a stomach upset problem or something.
It means I'm defying death, and it's my way of cursing the darkness. I wish everybody could see that motion.
The fist pump to cursing the darkness. Why? Is there a problem with the darkness taking over?
Yes. You ever heard that band? They're horrible.
Oh, God.
Wow.
All right, Chris. Anything else we should know about our time here in Las Vegas? Anything we ought to do? You live here now.
Get out. We should leave that one. The blonde one should get out.
I'm with you on that.
He doesn't look well.
The blonde one is ready to go.
I think he is.
Can you do some magic on him? Maybe bring him back?
I'm not a magician.
Oh, wait a minute. I am. I am a magician.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 17 minutes after 6.
There's our boy. Come on. We are live from Caesar's Palace in beautiful Las Vegas, where last night was the F Monogamy Swingers Party, a complete recap coming up. By the way, let me tell you, and I'm sure everybody's had this experience, where you work with somebody and you know them as that person at the office,
right?
And then you go out with them at night and you go, I had no idea that person existed. Christine Fung, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see Christine last night?
What do you think? You had no idea
she
that person existed.
Amazing.
She's never been hotter than she was last
night. Beautiful.
I've never wanted her more than I did last night.
And she's never denied you more than she did last night.
She certainly did. She was too hot to even talk to me last night. That's how hot she was. Christine has worked here at K-Rock for a very long time. She is Mr. Weatherby, our evil boss's assistant. And she's out here in Las Vegas just because she can. And we have enjoyed hanging out with her. And Kevin, I guess you had... quite the time with her this weekend.
I'm scared of her now. Really, really scared of her.
But she's a 5 foot tall, tiny little Asian girl.
Scared as hell. We went to the gun store, me and Dave and Christine, and that's where you shoot the automatic weapons, which is awesome. And
amazing.
Christine the whole time was like, I don't know, I'm nervous, I don't know.
I'm scared.
I never shot a gun like this before. Look, my hands are shaking.
Oh, I'm so tiny and so girly and so out of my element.
I'm not sure I want to do it. Oh, no. And Dave and I kept just going, it's going to be so cool. Just trust us on it. It's really cool. You don't get to shoot an automatic weapon in California. They're illegal, so you have to do it here. So we go there, and she's, oh, I don't know what gun to shoot. So they set us up, and Dave and I shoot with the AK-47, which are awesome, by the way. And then we shot the saws, which are the ones with the like the 2-inch long bullets and a belt of 25 that automatically feeds it. And then they brought us a sniper rifle. So the guy explains to you, here's what you're supposed to do with a sniper rifle. You put it your shoulder here, you lean your cheek against it here, you brace yourself, you look through this. And he explained the whole thing to us, and I did it, and I was pretty proud of myself. I mean, I had all like pretty much headshots.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Not exactly, but close.
No.
And I thought, I rule. And then Dave did it, and he's the same thing. He's pretty good, shot decently. And then little Christine gets up, and she's like, I don't know. I'm afraid of the gun.
I'm scared.
So the guy goes over it with her like 3 times, and she's like, look, my hand's shaking. I don't want to do it. She said that like 15 times.
They wouldn't stop shaking, though. I mean, I was shaking really, really hard.
Okay, that's great. We finished the story.
Okay,
so we get 5 shots each with the sniper rifle. You take your time. You breathe out. He tells you the whole thing, how to make sure that it's calm. You breathe out. You hold your breath out for a second.
Wow.
Barely squeeze the trigger, then you can inhale.
It's a lot to remember.
Yeah, so he's like telling us how to do that. So he tells her how to do it, and she takes her forever, and she shoots 1 shot. And the target's pretty far away, so we don't know what's going on. So another one, and then, I don't know if I want to. Oh, just finish off. Just shoot the gun. So then, the third one, and the fourth one, and finally the fifth one. And the guy brings the target up.
Yeah.
And the guy turns to me and says, I've never seen this before.
This is the guy who's working at the gun store?
Yes.
Okay.
And there is a bullet hole right between the target's eyes.
Yes.
There's another one just right on top of it. Another one right on top of it. 5 shots.
No.
Perfectly straight line. Couldn't have been straighter if I had a ruler.
5 direct hits right to
here,
the brain.
Right between the eyes to the hairline. Right in a row.
Yeah!
And the guy goes, I have never seen anything like this. And he looked at her and he said, I'm really scared of you.
Who knew she was a killer? I've known her for almost 8 years now.
Listen to Dave.
Who knew?
Listen to Dave.
Who knew?
What the hell? She was like perfect.
Guys,
wow.
I don't want to be the first one to bring this up about our little friend Christine, but...
Word to the wise. Remember Pearl Harbor.
I'm just saying, you know how they are. You know how they are.
We all looked at each other. We were like, okay. It was like almost like, we're never going to talk of this again. It was like the most perfect shooting I've ever seen in my life.
Christine, anything you have to say for yourself?
I mean, I'm literally shocked that even one bullet, even with the AK like that was moving fast, I'm shocked I hit the paper.
Is that what the CIA tells you to say?
Yes.
Just play dumb.
I'm surprised they haven't kidnapped her.
What are you, on The Sopranos, Dave?
Don't talk to me, monkey.
Well, I mean, like, especially with, like, that AK-47, it just goes so fast. And I have, like, a gun mark on my shoulder. I mean, that thing,
but
like...
But how cool was it?
It was amazing.
Automatic weapon. As long as you hold the trigger, it just
goes.
Yeah,
I mean, you pull the trigger, and you can't even see it because it's like that...
Because it's so far away.
Yeah, it's so far away. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay,
then,
but the whole I'm shaking and all that stuff, I mean, it was
acting. It had to be acting.
Perfect line.
You guys saw my hand. I mean, I could not even hold that gun steady.
I know. I'm really annoyed at you for...
I can't hold it. Oh, headshots everywhere. I can't hold it.
Christine, is it possible? Well, of course, you're not going to admit this, but what do you guys think? Is it possible she's some sort of undercover agent who's just waiting for Omar to give the word to attack America?
She's a government operative.
Wow.
She has to be. I was really proud of mine until I saw hers. I was like, wow, I suck.
Because you, like, hit one in the head and, like, one in the chest kind of thing.
And I was calm and breathing and doing everything. I was like, yeah, I'm going to show everybody how to do this. And it sucked compared to her.
You're like Sydney Bristow, just an average everyday college student in reality.
I totally don't know what you guys are
talking
about.
She's like that Christian Slater TV show where she actually is a super spy.
Right, and she doesn't know it.
She doesn't know it. Exactly.
Wasted all our time with all that talk about how she's afraid of the guns. Yes.
They were really big.
That's what she said.
They're tricky, the Japanese. They slide into spaces when you least expect them.
Won't you let me know?
Yeah, that's the kind of music I need this morning. Something nice and soft. And
love songs on the coast.
Well, relaxing.
Good news for both you guys is the new one from Metallica is coming up in just a few minutes.
No, you'll kill me if
from
I play
Death
that.
Death Magnetic Metallica coming up on K-Rock.
I sound like Dave, the King of Mexico, this morning. We're live in Las Vegas, broadcasting from beautiful Caesar's Palace on the Kevin and Bean Show. Complete recap of the F-Monogamy Swingers Party that was last night that I think went really, really well.
It was a blast. I think everyone had a great time.
We'll hear more about that. We also have, of course, more Rise Against tickets you can win. Be eligible to win them playing your garage. We also have Jack Johnson tickets to give away with a special Las Vegas edition of Does Kevin Know coming up later on, by the way. One of the questions is, does Kevin know his last name? Does Kevin know what year it is?
I did get pretty belligerent with the waitress over there. We were eating about, I don't know, 5:30 when I was supposed to be here. And she said, do you want to charge it to your room? And I said, yeah. And she said, what's your room number? And I said, 1032 or whatever. I don't remember what I told her. And she went and checked. She said, that's not your...
That should have been one of the questions for Does Kevin Know. Does Kevin know his room number?
She said, can I have your ID? And I said, listen to me. I know that. And I started, I'm kind of an ass, right? And I was like, that's my room number. I'm telling you, go check again. She went and checked again. She came back with my ID. And she said, you're on the 14th floor. I was like, oh, sorry.
Well, I hope you tipped her accordingly.
I did.
Part of the problem with this particular trip is it's not like everyone flew in yesterday and last night was the first party.
Usually that's how we do it. We have an event that night, we all get in the day of, and we party hard, and then we do a broadcast, and we get the hell out of Dodge.
But in this case, our little friend Omar was celebrating a birthday, and there was a surprise party held for him on Friday night, so most of you came in Friday and have been here all weekend long.
Yeah, 3 days in Vegas can kick your ass.
You have like a 48-hour limit usually, right, Ralph?
That's about the maximum for me. But we have been here for 72 hours, and I'll tell you, this one party Friday night, we're all there partying, having a good time, and this guy called Omar shows up, and he's like partying, he's hanging off the outside of Moon at the Palms, you know, it's the big outdoor club, and he's hanging outside there, and he's like, you know, throwing drugs to everyone who's partying, you know, and he was shooting off AK-47s or running around drinking an entire bottle of Jack Daniel's.
Hey,
yeah, hey, what is it, Omar? What?
That really did happen. That was it. Hey!
That was you. Finally, Omar is actually at the party that we're talking about.
He's actually letting me out of the studio.
Although he did have to go back to Los Angeles.
I know.
Before last
what a burn. Happy birthday. Now get the hell out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I had such a good time. I mean, I got to thank assistant producer Alex. He hooked it up at, my girlfriend, my fiance.
threw me a surprise party at Moon, and I had no idea. And, you know, when I get there, I mean, you know, I see a guy who kind of looks like Dave, and I'm like, ah, oh, that guy looks exactly like Dave, right? And I see a guy that looks like Kevin. I'm like, well, Kevin can't be here. There's no possible way. And then I slowly...
Because you were expecting all of them were coming in on Sunday, right? You had idea that anyone was going to Vegas.
Exactly, right? And I guess they got all escorted in this other entrance, so they were all looking the other way, you know, when I was showing up.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me tell this part of it, because... Before Omar got there, you know what surprises are like. It's like everybody, everybody be quiet, okay?
Right.
He's on the way.
Because you don't want to blow it.
You know, that's like, oh, he's not on the way. Oh, he's on the way, he's on the way. This happened for like a half hour.
Yeah. Alex said, make sure you get there at 9:30 because they're going to get there around 10. So you have to make sure that you're there before so we don't blow the surprise. So we show up at 9:30. The club doesn't even open until 10:30. So we're all milling about and we finally get there and we start drinking. And I was out on the dance floor and they pull me off the dance. No, he's coming. He's coming. Quick, everybody sit down. So we sat down. And I'm like looking around and said, when is he getting here? Oh, no, they're like a half an hour away.
It was a false call for like 25 times in a row. And the music was really loud. And I swear I heard somebody once go, shh, everybody, he's coming. Like, what are you
like
talking?
Like they can hear you, right?
Yeah, you can't even hear. So that happened about 25 times. And then... enter Omar, and we didn't see him. We're just talking.
Everybody's having a conversation. He's standing in front of the table with 20 people having a conversation.
We look up. He's right there. I don't know how long he was there. 30 seconds, a minute. I don't know. We had no clue. Standing right in front of us. Hell of a surprise.
But, it was insane because, like, you know, I still, like, you know, I mean, you know, even a minute after you guys yelled surprise, I was still like, oh, my God, you're here. You're here. People I haven't seen in, like, a year were there. I'm just like, it was unreal. It was so awesome.
Yeah, it was
a good time. We partied till.
It was one of those
Yeah,
it was one of those clubs where they have table service, you know, where they bring you a bottle of booze to your table.
Oh, yeah.
That's never a good idea with our crew. Never. We went through about 6 bottles of vodka. Omar literally drained a bottle of Jack Daniels on his own, pretty much.
Yeah.
And all I know is I hear from one of our guests at the party, Kevin, security's got Kevin, security's got Kevin. And I was like, what are they talking about? It turns out that they're at this particular club, they had these girls, amazing-looking girls, dressed in bikinis, sort of dancing on these podiums in between the VIP tables. We were lucky enough to score a table. And Kevin decides to climb up onto the stage with the dancer and dance with her.
Do you remember this, Kevin?
I do. And it turns out they frown on that at this particular club. It's not something they encourage.
It's not audience participation?
No, not so much.
I remember at the time thinking this will be funny.
Right. Yeah.
It was only funny to me, though.
I bet it was funny to the group.
I don't know.
Once security showed up, it was funny.
I felt like, wow, this isn't as funny as I thought it was going to be. They're like telling me to go.
They escorted Kevin off of the podium, so asked him not to dance so much.
And then Mario Lopez was there.
Oh, yes. No,
this isn't a joke. Not a joke. Mario Lopez was in a booth, like, right near us.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, I'll go over and sit in Mario Lopez's booth. This is awesome. I'll drink his alcohol. So I went over and sat in Mario Lopez's booth, and they kicked me out of there, too.
Once again, security got a hold of Kevin and asked him
to
stop
being him. Come on, he's Mario Lopez.
So you should be allowed to steal from him?
Yes. And then, he's Mario Lopez.
Paul Pierce of the Boston Celtics was on the other side of us partying.
Okay.
And Kevin wanted to throw down. Being a lifelong Lakers fan,
Everybody kept saying, hey, you should go say hi to him. I'm like, I don't want to say hi to him.
Was he
Paul Pierce.
Was he in a wheelchair pretending to be hurt?
Yeah, that was my joke all that. I was like, I'll come up in a wheelchair and go, hey, you must be hurt.
It is funny, though, when Kevin's been drinking that everything sounds like a great idea.
It does,
There's no idea that goes into his mind that he doesn't go, no, I probably should do that. That could be dangerous or have repercussions.
And he either loves you or you're the enemy. There's only two sides of Kevin. There's only one. Well, you just attacked a waitress, for God's sake, this morning for doing her job.
She was telling me I wasn't given the right room number.
Right,
I
wasn't.
But you weren't giving her the right room number, though.
But still... Yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
How late did Friday night go?
Way late.
I think I left at 2, maybe 3. I think it was 3 o'clock in the morning when I left. And I was one of the first people to leave.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't get back till about 6 in the morning.
Oh.
Wow.
Nice. No.
Stupid Omar. That's what started this weekend.
That's right.
So
that's what ruined everything for everybody. Stupid Omar and his stupid birthday.
DJ Omar Khan. DJ Omar Khan.
So then yesterday we were all trying to just rehab ourselves so that we could get going last night, and then last night was bad again. I can't do this anymore.
This may be too much Las Vegas.
Guy Omar. God, I hate Omar. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show, 6:48.
Wow. It's like
he's only getting better as the morning progresses.
I'm doing the best I can, people.
That sounds like you're talking through a brick. I mean,
Jesus.
What happened there?
Kevin just exploded.
You okay?
What's going on?
He sneezed, laughed, and farted all at the same time. His body just exploded.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to live past 7.
Now his hand is on the table. This is very, very sad. Yeah. We're live from Caesars. By the way, we heard a very funny story a moment ago that Ronnie, the drummer for the Killers, Las Vegas based band, of course. No, Ronnie. His mom is a cocktail waitress here at Caesars.
No kidding.
Doesn't it seem like with all the success the Killers have had that maybe you could throw mom a couple of bucks?
Doesn't it seem like? Yes, it does.
I'm just saying.
Maybe she enjoys her work.
She must. She's been working here like 40 years or something like that.
That's
as a cocktail
great.
Waitress. And apparently our wonderful host here this morning at Caesars.
How much have you been drinking?
Was telling us that Ronnie was part of a lounge act here at Caesars when he was 6 years old.
What did he do in the lounge act?
I don't know. What did he do in the lounge act? Did he sing? He sang, maybe, yeah.
He sang, really? A little six-year-old Ronnie.
But he was destined to be an entertainer, is what I'm saying. You started at 6 at the casino. All right, thank you. Whoever you are, not Ronnie.
Wow, that's a fascinating story, Bean.
It is interesting. How many people can say at 6 I was in a casino as
You're
part of a lounge act?
You're lucky we got time
act?
To kill.
No, I'm serious, though. How many people can say that? That's
I'd like
a fascinating
to say this.
Story.
I'd like to say this. Fascinating story, poorly told.
That's a possibility. Yeah. All right. What? 6:49. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Monday morning. What's going on?
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at this weekend's box office, shall we? Tropic Thunder, once again, the box office champion this weekend. $16 million was good enough to make it number one. House Bunny, starring that adorable little Anna Faris. She came in at number two with that movie with $15 million. Then Death Race, Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Blowing things up.
Yeah.
Driving cars fast. That's right, Jet Li.
He's pretty reliable at the box office, Jason Statham. He's got quite a track record lately.
Dark Knight was number four. Then Star Wars The Clone Wars came in at number five. Pineapple Express was six. Mirrors, as my friends in Indiana say, number seven. The Long Shots was number eight. Mamma Mia was number nine. And The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. There's a fight I'd like to see. Michael Lohan, Lindsay Lohan's dad.
Yeah.
Has challenged Kevin Federline to a boxing match.
Oh, please. Please, God, make
Why?
That happen.
Apparently, there is a charity event held every year on Long Island called Long Island's Fight for Charity, where they have pseudo-celebrity boxing and all the money goes to charitable causes.
Is it with pseudo-celebrities?
It is.
Apparently, if these two are talking about it.
And Michael Lohan says he'd like to box Kevin Federline because they're both notorious celebrity dads.
We'd all like to box Kevin Federline, by the way.
Wow. But he's going to get his ass kicked. Michael Lohan's, what,
yeah, of course.
50?
Yeah.
He said he doesn't care if he gets his butt whooped because all the money goes to charity. And he'd also like Debbie Gibson, the star of the 80s, to fight his girlfriend Erin.
What is he on?
This must be some sort of turn on for him to watch his girlfriend fight Debbie Gibson. I have no idea why you'd ask her.
That's a very common fantasy, Ralph.
Yes. Miley Cyrus in the news. Portfolio.com, a financial website, has done the math, and they said she is on track to be a billionaire by the age of 18.
A billionaire?
By the age of 18, they assume she will have earned $1 billion.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
That's, of course, from her work on the Disney Channel as Hannah Montana, the concerts, and then the merchandising she gets a piece of as well. There's 140 items currently in stores that is all Hannah-inspired, Hannah Montana-inspired
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Okay.
Including clothes, wedges, watches.
What is wrong with you people?
What's wrong with us people? Right.
I'm the clearest one here.
Oh, hardly.
We need to go back now.
Clothes, watches, bedding, luggage, shoes, makeup, spa kits, and toys.
Why doesn't any of this...
You know, little girls love their spa kits.
They do. They love it.
Why doesn't any of this occur to us when they come to us and say, guys, want to broadcast from Vegas? Why don't we ever think about this moment right now and go, you know what, we'd better not. We can't be trusted with it.
Because it's such a good time for the listeners.
Yeah, that's it.
We true. Have to do it for them. We don't want to do it. We
oh,
have to do
I
it
see.
For them.
This is a sacrifice.
Yes.
I see.
Remember how Ed McMahon was in the news when he was losing his house?
Yes. He's a fag.
Oh, come on. It's Ed McMahon.
Oh, that's sad.
Dude's got a broken neck.
Yeah.
He's losing his house.
And he's
and you're going to come at him like that.
He's still working.
Well, Donald Trump said he was going to step in. Remember,
that's right.
He'd buy the house for Ed so he could still live there at a fee, but it would be considerably less than the mortgage he would have to pay
right.
if he stayed there. Well, that whole plan is in the toilet.
Are you kidding?
Another guy stepped up and outbid Trump to buy the house out from under Ed.
Oh, no.
And he's not going to let Ed stay there?
Nope.
Oh. So McMahon's got to find a new place to live. Some guy came in and overbid Trump and bought the house and is throwing Ed McMahon out.
What a dick.
After Trump got all that PR, by the way.
All that good PR, yep.
Why doesn't Trump outbid him back?
It's too late now. The house is sold.
Do you have a guest room in your house in the Valley, Ralph?
For Ed?
For Ed and his wife?
Absolutely. There's always room for Ed.
He has a whole house for Ed.
That's right. I got two houses right now. I had to move into one of them. Anyone know where, speaking of houses, anyone know where Alicia Silverstone lives?
No.
I'd like to find out because she says that she is constantly nude in her backyard.
Oh.
She says she loves to garden in the nude and is a nudist living around her house. She's always walking around her backyard naked.
She loves to garden how, Ralph?
In the nude.
Yeah.
Which sounds dangerous.
Yeah, what?
Potentially painful.
Why would you garden in the nude?
I don't know.
Understand wanting to be nude, but why do you need to garden?
She says she loves her take her clothes off. She goes to nude beaches quite frequently and always gardens in the nude.
Okay.
So if we can find out where she lives, we can hang out.
We can what?
We can see her naked, garden. I'm guessing.
Kevin's head is on the table.
Shut up, Bean.
It's on the table here in Las Vegas.
Nigel Lithgow, the producer of American Idol, has stepped down due to health reasons. And so Simon Cowell says he's going to take a more active role in the show. He's going to pick up the slack and become more of an executive producer than just a judge and co-host on that show. He said he wants to make some interesting changes this year in the show because, as you know, viewership was down and people were talking about the fact that it's getting stale.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's got some ideas, including one that will incorporate an element into the show that will put the contestants in more jeopardy.
What do you mean, physically?
You sing over a shark tank?
You're going to throw him into a lion's cage and make him sing to a lion?
Why
the hell?
Why does it need to be dangerous to sing?
I don't know, but you can look forward to the contestants being in more jeopardy come February when American Idol comes back.
Huh. I love the AI, and I know you do also.
I'm a watcher.
But I feel like 7 seasons in or whatever it is that I'm okay with it if they finally want to go away. I mean,
you know
why?
Like
we've done it.
It's effing karaoke.
Oh, stop.
That's why.
But I will tell you.
It's songs that I don't like being sung by the people who aren't singing it as well as the original.
I agree. I can't argue with that. But last season, I think David Cook is going to be a tremendous talent. We'll be very excited to have his record. I mean,
who's going to be very excited to have David Cook's record?
A lot of people, I think.
Who?
I mean, I think he is the reason that
you
show exists.
You just said we're very excited to have his CD.
No, I'm saying America is going to be happy that his record comes out because he's a very talented guy who probably wouldn't have been discovered if it weren't for the show American Idol. That's what I'm saying.
That would be our loss, wouldn't it, as a world?
Yes. Not to mention Archuleta.
Well,
yeah.
Him I could do without, but
MTV is reporting that the producers of the next Superman movie have decided to make the movie much darker due to the success of The Dark Knight, the latest Batman movie.
Okay.
So now Superman, I don't know, is going to be a drunken pedophile.
He'll be Hancock.
Yes, he will. Also, Warner Brothers has announced that they are going to release at least 4 other comic book movies in light of Batman.
Wow.
Of course, the next Superman sequel, Batman 3, but they're also planning in the works films for The Flash, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, and Green Arrow, and then there will be a Justice League movie after that, combining all those heroes into one film. So we are in store for a lot of comic book movies yet to come, my friends.
I do hope, though, that after this summer, the people who are going to be making those movies go, you know, they can also be good. They don't just have to be bad comic book movies. They can be an Iron Man or a Batman.
Yeah, as the success of Iron Man and Dark Knight, you'd think.
Because those are both excellent movies. It doesn't even matter that they're comic book movies. They're
I agree.
Good.
A village in Serbia has just erected a statue in the honor of Bob Marley.
He's a fag.
You know how the Serbians love their reggae music.
They're famous for it.
They're known for.
Apparently, the village in Serbia says they have put the statue of Bob Marley in their town square to promote peace between Serbia and Croatia.
Well, that'll work.
Listen, forget the statue. If you really want to honor Bob Marley and get peace between Serbia and Croatia, start giving away the pot that Bob used to smoke.
There you go.
If everybody in Serbia and Croatia is stoned, they'll be less likely to fight each other, I think. Unless Kevin's there and he's going to start yelling at the waitress. And this is an interesting poll. They asked parents what concerned them most about the video games their kids were watching. What did they find most offensive in the video games that their kids were playing?
Yeah.
And 9% said the F-bomb in a video game used to set them off. 25% said a physical violence, like a severed head. That bothered them. Mm-hmm. 27% said anytime two men kissed. That would bother them in a video game.
More than a severed head.
Yes. But the most offensive item in video games, according to this parents' poll, 37% said a man and a woman having sex was the most offensive thing they could find in a video game that their kid was watching.
That's America.
That crushes severed heads.
How
by
about
11%.
That?
Yeah. So God bless America.
Kevin doesn't buy video games unless there's Mackin going on in them.
That's correct.
Between severed heads, usually.
And severed
he
heads.
Likes to have severed heads having sex. That's his
both.
Kind of video. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Game show host Monty Hall turns 87 years old today.
What's he doing these days, Ralph?
I think he's living in Montreal.
I hate you.
No, not Montreal. This is Monty Hall.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. My bad. Sean Connery, one of our favorite actors and frequent guest of the Kevin and Bean Show. He is 78 years old today. His autobiography is also released today, so you can check that out. Regis Philbin, Bean's buddy. Beans Baxter.
So much for the bean.
So much for the bean. He is 77 years old today. Gene Simmons, legendary bass player for Kiss, turns 59. Jeff Downes, keyboardist and singer for Asia, is 56.
Very timely.
God bless you, Psycho Mike. Elvis Costello is 54. Tim Burton is 50. Billy Ray Cyrus turns 47. Rachel Ray is 40. Claudia Schiffer turns 38. And Rachel Bilson of the OC. And most...
I lost my belt.
Yeah, you could have had a hard time finding that. And she was in that Jumpers movie, too, just recently. She is 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Wow, that hurts.
That's not good for anybody.
I usually like that song, but right now, bad.
That's the Mighty Metallica, you guys. What's up?
Yes, it's pretty loud.
If you're just joining us, Kevin has been up all night long. Ralph, how much sleep do you get?
I got about 4 hours.
Yeah, Lisa?
Yeah, about the same.
Feel pretty
about
fresh.
Four and a half.
I was in bed by 9:30, so I'm good. We're broadcasting
so
live from Caesar's Palace in beautiful Las Vegas. Why are you here, Kevin and Bean? Because last night was the F Monogamy Swingers Party.
Someday. You gotta find another lay, and Kevin and Bean will give you that chance at the swingers party.
I say F monogamy.
F it.
Have sex with anybody.
That's right.
I say F monogamy.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a swingers party.
Woo!
It's Kevin and Bean's F monogamy swingers party.
Last night, Kevin did, in fact, show up with a scale.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And the only girl that needed to be weighed was the one he was hanging out with all night, by the way, I'll have you know.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Look, you made friends with the biggest girl in the room.
Listen to me.
What are the chances?
Because I wasn't serious all week when I was calling everybody fat. I don't know who's fat, who's not fat.
But when you found the fat chick, why?
She was cool. I thought it would be funny to call everybody fat, right?
Right, right. Well, and also you were trying to make the party... be young, attractive, good-looking people.
Thank you.
Which is exactly what ended up happening.
And it was filled with young,
right,
attractive
people.
Right,
but what people. I didn't count on, because I'm dumb, was every single girl at the party was like, you called me fat! And I was like, I know, but I was just kidding.
Fat chicks need love, too, but they gotta pay.
See, that's right. That's true. So every single girl that I talked to was mad at me for calling them fat.
Right. And how about the fat girl? Was she mad at you?
No, strangely enough.
No, she wasn't.
And
thing the fat girl wanted to do was show Kevin that she had no gag reflex. She
kept
saying that.
Wow.
Yeah, great. But I thought it would be funny to show up with a scale.
Turns out that wasn't so funny in person.
Not in person.
Women don't have a big sense of humor about their weight, it turns out.
So I saw a scale in my hotel room. I was like, that would be funny.
It was funny.
But then I was like, I'm in the elevator with a scale. You know, people are looking at me like, what's going on?
I have to go weigh the money. I work here for the hotel.
Going all the way through the casino, all the way, winding my way through. Everybody's looking at me like, what a jackass.
I'm going to go out on a limb and see if you guys agree that last night was... one of the more attractive crowds that we've had at the parties
that
we've had in the
past.
That's
what I've been trying to tell you people now.
You're welcome.
For 10 years.
You're welcome.
I'm telling you, that is the swinger culture in general.
I made that happen by being a jackass.
Now, I left a little bit early, Ralph, as you know.
A little early. By 9 o'clock?
Right.
A little bit early?
For like 15 minutes.
But the party started at 7.
There were
you
people,
were gone at 9.
There were people that I made the rounds around the room and talked to most everybody that was there, and they definitely had their eye on other couples in the room.
Yes.
Did they start to end up mingling pretty well?
There were a lot of mingling.
Oh, yeah.
And there was some Mackin, and there was... some definite chemistry happening between the couples by the end of the party.
Fantastic.
And there were also a few who... weren't sure about it going in, and they were not comfortable, so they didn't do anything. I mean, it was
fine. Yeah. And then there was one couple that I talked to that was just incensed that there weren't more hardcore swingers at the party. They were furious. And I said, well, I know there are some here. I've met some. I've talked to some of them. And I was pointing some people out. And they go, yeah, yeah, but we're hardcore. They're not what we're into. And I was like, well, what are you into?
Yeah.
We're into, like, really hardcore bondage and discipline and pain and beating and bestiality.
They didn't say that. They said it. No, thank you.
And I said, well, I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find any couple here then that will match exactly what you're looking for.
They're going to have to come on our bestiality
club.
Will we throw that
Kevin
one?
It means F humanity bestiality party.
Wow, why would they say that?
I don't know, but they were really unhappy that there weren't more perverts and freaks in the crowd. And I said, well, see, no, I was just having a good time and talk to some people. No, this is not what we signed up for. I was like, well, what were you expecting?
Somewhere else.
Some sort of, you know, Greco-Roman orgy where it was like Caligula was going to be letting blood and doing sex with goats and stuff. I don't know how you guys swing, but.
Now, Ralph, you mentioned to me last night, is this true that there was a couple that had sex on the plane on the way to Las Vegas?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we met them.
They joined the Mile High Club on their way to Vegas. And apparently a lot of the girls on that particular flight were also flashing throughout the course of the flight. Yeah, and the problem was only about half of the flight was K-Rock listeners going to the party. The other half was like families and grandmothers and people going, you know, to church socials and things like that. So
and the grandmother started flashing. Was ugly.
Oh. Yeah,
not good.
What about the blonde that was there last night who really had a lot of trouble keeping her top on? What about her?
There was some boobs being bandied about at the party last night. Yeah,
I understand. Kevin was part of a sandwich.
He was at one point surrounded by bare breasts, the way that Custer was surrounded by Indians at Little Bighorn.
I'm not sure what that means, but I'll figure it out and laugh.
It was quite the standoff where Kevin was like three girls were just had him out, and Kevin was just sort of cowering in the midst of all of them. It was all very impressive. I think there are photos of that too, by the way.
A girl dance on your head at one point.
There was a time where there was a girl.
What are you talking about?
No, she was dancing on you, and her skirt was over your head.
Her dress was over your head while she was
that
dancing.
It
absolutely happened.
She was dancing above you.
All right.
No.
And her dress
let's tell
was
the drunk
over
guy
your
something.
Head.
We can make it up. He'll buy it. He doesn't remember.
Well,
you did that.
I would remember
those photos.
I would remember.
Well, obviously. You don't, because she was dancing up on the table behind you, and she threw her dress over your head.
Not the case.
It happened.
Yep. It didn't happen.
That happened on TV.
It didn't happen.
Is there a photo of that?
I don't know if there's a photo of that. Okay. I think there's one of Kevin surrounded by breasts. So.
You know why there's no photo of
Tell
that?
Me.
Didn't happen.
Really?
No.
Happened. Absolutely happened.
How much do you think you remember about last night? Seriously, though, Kevin. I mean,
least half.
Yeah, well, put that in the half. You don't remember that the dress
on
your head.
I think that would stand out.
It's like three or four people saw it.
Dude, I'm not making it up.
Please.
She was on your head.
She was on
your head.
Bitch was on your head.
She wasn't on my head. What is wrong with you?
Maybe after all the bare boobs, maybe under a skirt doesn't even mean anything. It didn't even register anymore. It's not even outrageous.
So
yeah.
Whatever.
I'm not that drunk, guys. I know this is a big joke and all. Hey, let's tell him somebody sat on his head.
We would come up with something much more outlandish if we were going to make something up. No one sat on your head. She was dancing above you, behind you, and she threw her dress over your head while she was dancing.
Didn't happen.
Absolutely happened.
It did not happen.
It absolutely
Here's
happened.
The thing about it happening. Didn't.
Wait, Ralph, you're saying it did happen, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Kevin,
right.
You're saying.
I'm saying it happened right up until the point where it didn't happen.
It didn't happen at all.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
All right. This might be a great way to lead into what's next on the Kevin DeBede Show, because clearly there's some memory problems going on here from somebody.
Yeah, and it's not me.
By the way, earlier today, Kevin, before you arrived at the show, we were going to play a new game called Does Kevin Show. That was going to be the game we were going to play, but then you showed up, so now we're going to play Does Kevin Know?
I had to throw up. I saw Lisa come, and we died behind a plant, and we did like
did?
A marine crawl up to my room so I could throw
what
up.
What did you think she was going to do if she saw you?
I don't know. I saw her, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know.
Maybe she was going to throw her dress over your head.
She was.
Apparently, that was all the rage.
Like everyone else did.
All the rage last night.
Does Kevin Know? Plus your Rise Against tickets. And we have Jack Johnson tickets you can win, too. Plus the winner of last season's Last Comic Standing, Liza Schlesinger, is going to be joining us here. She's now working in Las Vegas, don't you know? All that straight ahead from Caesars on the world-famous K-Rock. What pills are you taking now?
Don't worry about it.
What are you taking now?
Don't worry about it.
Not the pills Omar was trying to get him to take on Friday. That's
really?
For sure, yeah. Omar's like a walking pharmacy.
Omar goes everywhere
Kevin
with a suitcase.
Pill. You need to take this pill. Kevin's like, get away from me. I'm not taking a pill.
No, just take this. You'll have a good time. Like, I don't need any more good time than I'm having.
I do have to tell you, Omar does have a wide selection of choices when he opens up that briefcase.
I'm kidding you.
How he does it.
He's a giver, that guy.
He is a giver. Yeah.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock, 106.7 KRQ. We're broadcasting live from the beautiful Caesars Palace. By the way, nicest hotel room.
What a great hotel.
Yes. Nicest hotel room I've ever stayed at in my life last night. My first 20 apartments were smaller than that hotel room last night.
You're a cheapskate.
But I'm just saying.
I know, but I'm saying every place you go, you buy the bare minimum.
Yeah,
room.
I'm Motel 5 usually, yeah. But I'm just saying even for
Motel 6, two upscale.
Even for somebody who goes to nice hotels, the Caesars rooms blow you away.
It's a beautiful hotel and a great casino, too. I've been having so much fun gambling here. They've got the Pussycat Dolls Casino. Which is a separate section of the casino here because
really?
The Pussycat Dolls perform here at Caesars. But they've got their own section of the casino where as you're playing cards, first of all, the dealers are all Pussycat Doll girls.
Okay.
And then behind them in cages are Pussycat Doll girls dancing as you're playing cards.
Nice.
Well, I mean, if you like that.
If you're going to lose your money, it's the most painless way I've ever lost money in my life gambling.
Well, we do have a lot of shows still ahead, including a new edition of the Internet Roundup.
Edition is going to be on the show?
Eliza Schlesinger will join us, the winner of Last Comic Standing.
Yeah, Kevin takes a pill. All of a sudden now he's Mr. Happy. Now he's got all kinds of comedy gems coming out of him. Oh, new edition? Ooh, look at me.
Look. That's pretty good for me right now.
That's pretty good. Right now, though, how about the Las Vegas edition of our favorite game, Does Kevin Know?
Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? Well, there seems to be some doubt. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out. Well, we know he has some knowledge, but it might be pretty small. He thinks he went to college, but he really can't recall. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out.
Kevin's laughing at an intro he's heard 400 times, by the way.
No, I'm just thinking, isn't it kind of mean to like pick on the retarded kid? I mean, I have whole chunks of this weekend I don't remember. And you want me
well,
to,
you don't even remember being
now?
Under someone's dress last night.
Because that didn't happen.
Happened. All right. Kevin, you're going to have to leave, though. That's the thing. You got to leave
Fantastic.
While we discuss the questions.
You
can't go to your room. You can't go to your room. You have to be here to see you.
No, we're doing. You have to come right back afterwards.
During the Green Day song, he tried to leave. Come on, just let me go up to my room for a minute. And I just knew that there's no way, right?
We'd never see him again. Yeah.
Right. You can't just stand there.
You can't
sit right there, Pete. You'll hear what we're saying.
You have to go further away.
Dave, take him someplace. Dave, make yourself useful.
Oh, great. Put Dave in charge of him.
Anyways,
yeah, that goes well.
I'll take Kevin somewhere and then he will go.
All right, make sure Kevin is out of range as we discuss
the
questions.
Make sure he can't hear the show.
Here's the way the game is played, by the way. We're going to ask Kevin a question when he comes back, and all you, the listener, will have to do is determine whether you think he'll know the answer or not. So really, it's in your hands, and if you're right, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to go see Jack Johnson. His show is this Sunday, August 31st, at the UCLA Intramural Fields. You know what a great performer Jack Johnson is.
That's a great
prize. So that's going to be the prize. All right. Kevin is out of range. He cannot hear us.
Yes, he's talking to some listeners. I think he's preoccupied.
Well, this guy's not. Didn't have a shirt or shoes.
No shirt
what's this
whatsoever.
Guy doing?
He's got socks.
All right. 1-800-520-1067 if you want to be a contestant. Let's discuss, group, the questions that we're going to be asking Kevin when he comes back.
Okay.
Will Kevin remember, in honor of our latest trip to Las Vegas, will he remember a frequent guest on the Kevin and Bean Show, both here and at home? Mayor Oscar Goodman. Will he be able to identify the mayor of Las Vegas by name?
Ooh.
Okay, so we'll have to ask him, does he know?
Does he know the mayor of Las Vegas' name?
No.
Alex, can you write down what our guesses are so we can see?
I can.
Should we ask one of our listeners if Kevin will know that or not?
Is that how it works?
Yes.
I can't remember. It's been so long since we played the game.
Because we can give each other tickets to Jack Johnson, but that probably wouldn't be nearly as entertaining for the listeners.
All right, let's try Diane then on line one, if that's the way we're going to do it that way, Ralph.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean, or at least Bean. Good morning.
Good morning,
Diane.
Good morning. Can
you do something with the phones there, Mike? Thank you. Diane, will Kevin know by name the mayor of Las Vegas when he returns?
Just the first and last name, or?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I say no.
No, you will not
no.
know.
Okay.
What Diane do you
think?
Says no.
I think he is. I think he's going to remember.
I'm going to say yes.
I think he won't.
Okay. All right, Diane, thank you.
Stay on the line.
We'll find out if you win when you return. Let's move along to line number two for contestant number two, Jim from Manhattan Beach on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Morning, Bean. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Of course, we all flew here to Las Vegas and had to go through the TSA line. The question is going to be when Kevin returns, will he know or will he remember what TSA stands for? Will he be able to come up with the Transportation Security Administration, or will he just go, I don't know what TSA is?
I don't care.
What do you think, Jim?
I'm having to guess the latter. He will not know.
He will not know that.
I don't want to give Kevin too much credit, but I feel like he's going to know this one, too.
He's not going to know.
I think he won't know.
Lisa says no. Ralph says no.
Yeah, I'm with Jim.
All right. Question number three is going to be Philip in Long Beach on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Philip, thanks for listening. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys?
We're great. We're broadcasting from beautiful Caesar's Palace, as you know. We're actually in a place called Rao's, which is, as I understand, is patterned after the famous Rao's in New York.
Brooklyn, yeah.
And that's where we're broadcasting from this morning. We're going to ask Kevin, and we're going to make sure he doesn't look around for a clue, what the name of the restaurant is that we're currently sitting in. what do you think, Philip? Will he know that one or not?
No, he won't know.
I agree.
I'm with you, Philip. He'll have no idea.
I think he'll know.
Nope.
Because he had to find it to get here.
But he doesn't have to remember it.
Yeah, that's 2 hours ago. Come on, Lisa. All right, we're setting up Does Kevin Know. He'll be returning in a moment to find out how many of these questions he gets. Let's try Chris in Newport Beach on line 4. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready to play?
Oh, yeah. How's it going, guys?
Good.
It's going great. We were talking a few minutes ago about The Killers, one of the most popular bands ever to come out of Las Vegas. The question is going to be for Kevin. Can he name 3 Killers songs that we play on K-Rock?
How many have we played on K-Rock? Must have been a dozen songs we played.
He's got a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
Right. Will he be able to name 3 in his current drunken state? 3 killer songs. What do you think there, Chris?
You know, I think he can. I give him a little credit.
You think he will, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to come up with 3.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. On an ordinary day, if we were back home, I think he'd be able to. But in the state he's in this morning?
No shot.
No shot. I think clean sweep on that one. Yep. I think we're all saying no on that. All right. We'll find out in a moment. Thank you very much. And final contestant is going to be Dylan, line 5. Hi, Dylan. Thanks for calling. How you doing, man?
What's up? Morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
All right. Here's the question. Of course, we're at beautiful Caesar's Palace. Caesar was killed on the Ides of March, March 15th, by a group of people in Rome.
That's right.
Famously, one of his best friends, Brutus, was involved in the killing.
He put the last blade in, the killing blow.
Et tu, Brutus, is the famous quote from that day. Will Kevin know which of Caesar's friends Julius Caesar was so surprised to find stabbing him that day?
Oh, no way.
Will he be able to come up with the name Brutus?
No way.
Not even close.
Dylan's absolutely right.
No chance.
If he was sober on smart drugs, if he was drinking smart water at the time, he couldn't come up with that.
If we sent him to Harvard for 8 years,
exactly,
he might not be able to come up. I'm going to agree with the panel. What do you think, Lisa?
I'm going to say he will.
Oh, Lisa.
Where's all this confidence Lisa is having for Kevin all of a sudden?
He doesn't remember he had a woman on his head last night.
No, it's a pretty... But he doesn't have to remember this from last night. It's like Alzheimer's. They're old memories. They just can't make new ones.
Okay.
Because
Kevin has shown in the past that he's really good with world history.
That's true.
That is his area.
He is a bit of a scholar.
All right. I think we have everything written down. Diane, Jim, Philip, Chris, Dylan, you guys all hang out. You're playing for Jack Johnson tickets. Kevin returns in a moment. We'll do the thrilling conclusion of Does Kevin Know Live. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, blah, blah, blah. You know. Whatever. Live from Las Vegas, broadcasting from Caesars. And we're playing a little game that we like to call Does Kevin Know Las Vegas Edition.
Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? Well, there seems to be some doubt. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out. Well, we know he has some knowledge, but it might be pretty small. He thinks he went to college, but he really can't recall. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out.
Yes. No. What did our waitress just bring Kevin?
A little smart juice.
Oh,
a little
there
smart
you go.
Juice for Kevin, that's all.
That'll help you.
A little brain food. A little brain food. This will help you.
It's probably just water. It just looks like water, Kevin.
In a shot glass.
Find out really fast. Drink it really fast and find out what it is. Just drink it.
I had way too much to drink last night. I don't need more right now.
You threw it all up this morning. Now you need some more to get you back.
So I can throw up again?
Get you back even again.
F you both.
Just get you evened up.
Does Kevin know is a game we play?
He's using F you now, especially this morning when he was unleashing full F-bombs.
Where we ask questions of the listeners, and really they're going to try to determine whether Kevin will know the answer to a question or not. And I got to tell you, Kevin, our listeners do not have a lot of faith in your ability this morning to come up with the answer.
They're smart.
So let's find out how they do. Jack Johnson tickets on the line to see him Sunday at UCLA. Let's go back to the lovely Diane on the phone. Hey, Diane, thanks for holding on. You still with us?
Yeah.
All right. Question number 1 was, Kevin, I was asking Diane and the listeners and the panel here whether you would be able to come up with the name of frequent guest of the Kevin and Bean Show and the mayor of Las Vegas, Nevada. Our old friend, the mayor of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Gave us the key to the city for the Kevin and Bean Show.
Lawyer for the mob.
What is his name, the mayor of this town?
That guy's name is...
frequent guest on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We've had on almost every time we've come here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Gave you the key to the city.
Shut up,
I'm asking you.
What'd you say, Diane? Did you say no?
I can't hear her.
Doesn't matter what she said. You just come clean.
We don't want to influence your decision on whether you're going to come up with it or not.
Something I totally know.
Yep. What's his name?
Villaraigosa. Okay. That's what it is. Villaraigosa.
Fortunately,
Antonio Villaraigosa.
Diane said no, you would not come up with the name Oscar Goodman.
Oscar Goodman, of course.
So congratulations, Diane. You, my dear, are going to see Jack Johnson this weekend. Way to go, all right?
Good for you, Diane. You made the right choice.
Alex, what did the rest of the panel say?
Bean had yes.
I had yes, too.
Emily said yes, and Ralph was the only smart one and said no.
No effing way, I think I said.
Let's try Jim.
What are you going to say, Kevin? What?
Some of them I'm not surprised that I don't know.
Right.
That one I'm disappointed because I totally knew that.
Yeah, but I know how your brain works.
Yeah, it's
and there's,
not well.
There's a big steel wall between that fact and your access to it.
That's correct.
Yeah. Jim, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready to find out how you did for question number two?
Yes, I am.
All right. Kevin, we were talking about how we all had to fly to get here to Las Vegas.
Southwest Airlines.
And stand in the TSA line.
Yes.
Our question was, will you be able to come up with what TSA stands for? TSA, one of those terms you use all the
time. That's right. See it everywhere.
But what does it mean?
Kevin flies a lot. He probably knows all about it. What's TSA stand for?
Something Security Administration. Wait. I have no idea.
I'm sorry. Jim, what did you say?
Transportation. I said he would not know.
He would not know the Transportation Security Administration. You're going to Jack Johnson. Congratulations. Way to go. All right. Wow. Two for two.
I'm disappointed in me.
Let's try you to come up with that one, though.
What did everyone else say, Alex?
Well, Bean again had faith in Kevin. I have no idea why. Yeah. And then Ralph and Lisa were smart and said no.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is sure a fun game. I'm liking this.
let's try Philip. Hey, Phil, ready to see how you do?
Go.
All right, here we go. Kevin, keep your eyes exactly where they are and tell us, where are we right now? In
Caesar's
what
Palace.
Restaurant at beautiful Caesar's Palace are we where broadcasting are we, live this morning?
Where are we broadcasting from?
This is the restaurant that we were supposed to eat at, but I was playing poker.
Yes.
What's the name of the restaurant we are in right now?
There's an A. Don't look at it. Starts with an A. Don't look around.
Don't look.
Keep
your eyes forward. Stop yelling at me.
Don't cheat.
What's wrong with you people?
The name of the restaurant
starts with an A.
Where we're sitting right now.
Does it start with an A?
We're asking you where we are right now. We just need the name of the place.
Stop.
Don't
look.
Head over here. Head over here.
Cheater.
I'm hungover. Don't hit me in the head.
You're a cheater. Keep your eyes forward or down in your crank.
With an A.
Right there now.
We're not asking you what letter does it start with.
Does it start with an A or not?
We're asking you the name of the restaurant.
We're right here.
I know.
This just happened. We're right here now.
God. No, but there's not a sign in front of me, is
there?
We're in the beautiful Rayo's Caesar's Palace.
It's a Ray. It starts with an A. I was right.
Philip, I believe you said no. Kevin would not know where we were right now. Am I right?
Yep.
Congratulations. Yeah,
you're a winner.
You're also going to Jack Johnson.
You're a winner.
Alex, what did we say on that one?
Bean and Ralph said no, and Lisa said yes.
Because you had to know where it was to get here this morning.
No, I didn't.
I just wandered around and saw people.
This could be the best game ever of Does Kevin Know.
It could be.
Wow, I'm enjoying this. Right above your head,
this is not fun.
All right. I think we're going to Chris now. He's in Newport. Chris, thanks for hanging on. So far, you got pretty good odds, it looks like, on winning Jack Johnson tickets. You ready to see how you did?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Kevin, one of the most famous bands to ever come out of Las Vegas and a K-Rock favorite as
Killers!
Well.
Killers!
We were talking about a few minutes ago.
Killers!
Killers!
We asked
the callers
if you would be able to name
Brandon.
three songs by the Killers that we play on K-Rock. Three songs by the Killers.
Of course, there's probably played about a dozen of them.
There's a lot to choose from. Just come up with three.
I've played a dozen of them a million times.
Yes.
Not
popular songs by the Killers. You're not even going to try?
I'm drawing a blank.
And you come up with one? Shouldn't we ask one?
No. Here's the thing, though. If you're asking for three and I'm searching my brain, there's nothing? What's the point? What's the point of going on?
Chris, you're going to Jack Johnson.
Chris said yes, he would come up with it.
If you had said no, you'd be going to Jack Johnson, but you're a loser.
Let's give him tickets anyway.
Give the guy tickets.
Let's give Chris tickets anyway.
Chris.
Give him tickets.
Okay.
Chris, we're going to give you tickets anyway because we're feeling generous today. Kevin, we thought you're having so much fun. We thought you might come up with Mr. Brightside. Somebody told me when you were young, read my mind.
Of course.
All those songs. Alex, what did we say?
Oh, nobody had faith.
No one said.
It was no's all around.
Three was too much.
No one thought he wouldn't come up with one.
We should have asked that. That would have been awesome. All right, final
contestant. We're not finished yet.
We got one more.
We got one more. Dylan, Laguna Hills. How you doing, man?
What's up?
I'm feeling pretty good for you right now, dude. Do you remember what the last question was, guys?
Yes.
So, yeah. Shall we just say no and just cut the cheese?
No, give him a chance.
I think he might.
He might surprise us.
Kevin, we're broadcasting from beautiful Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, as you know.
You remember Caesar, right, Kevin?
Caesar, famous emperor of Rome, right? Remember that
you guys are not going to ask me a history question.
We are.
Right? Well, just give the guy tickets.
He was killed.
Give him tickets.
He was stabbed to death by a bunch of people, but he was most surprised to see one of his best friends stab him. At the end.
Killing blow.
Killing blow.
Came from his best friend.
What was his best friend's
name? Killing blow, by the way, is what Omar was trying to give me on Friday night.
Caesar's best friend that stabbed him to death is named who?
Famous expression.
On the Ides of March, on March 15th, that's why we remember that day. What was his name, if you know?
I don't know.
Okay. Et tu, Brutus?
Brutus.
What did Dylan say?
Dylan? I said no.
No, you said no, Dylan.
Yeah. Oh, Dylan's right. Going to Jack Johnson, too. How about the rest of us, Alex?
You and Ralph said no, and Lisa.
I said yeah.
Thought he would get a history question.
What is wrong with Lisa?
It's such a famous saying. I don't even...
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for 0 for 5.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for 0 for 5. This has been the Las Vegas edition of Does Kevin Know on the World Famous K-Rock.
Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? Well, I think we all found out.
Thank you, Lisa. 7:57 now. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Tropic Thunder still came in at number one for the second week in a row. $16 million it made.
A lot of returns going to see that movie, apparently.
How dare you use the R word.
I'm just saying.
House Bunny was number two at the box office, the brand new film from Anna Faris and starring Catherine McPhee.
Oh.
Made $15 million, good enough to make it number two. Then Death Race came in at number three in its debut, $12.4 million. The Dark Knight, still hanging in there in the top five, came in at number four. Then Star Wars, The Clone Wars, number five. Pineapple Express, Mirrors, The Long Shots, Mamma Mia, and The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, rounding out your top ten this weekend.
Has anyone checked on Rainn Wilson?
Oh, I feel
see
so
how
bad
the Rocker's doing this morning.
What'd you say? It made about $2.5 million?
Yeah, under three. I know the Woody Allen movie outgrossed it. I know that.
Wow.
That's not fair. Because
Rain is
movie.
Awesome, too.
And the movie's really, really good. Yeah. People should go. Maybe it'll become a DVD favorite.
Put Ralph Garman on your movie poster. This is what happens,
they didn't
people.
Put me on the poster.
Just warning
that's
you.
The problem. They didn't put me on the poster. They should have.
Okay.
Then they would have made huge money. What do they know? Well, looks like Michael Phelps has a new fan, Pamela Anderson.
Oh, really?
Really?
Apparently, she digs Michael Phelps.
Pam Anderson?
She told an interviewer this weekend that she finds him so sexy.
She is... old enough to be his mother, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But
and
she's still,
Pam
young
Anderson. Enough to do him.
Okay.
That's right. She said she wouldn't mind taking a peek at his medals, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
No, I don't know what...
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I think we get it.
You know what I'm saying?
I think we understand.
She said it.
Okay.
Me.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I think he's got a girlfriend, though.
Phelps.
Reporters saw him making out with Australian swimmer Stephanie Rice outside the Olympic Village this weekend.
She hot?
I don't know. One she's of Australian and she's a swimmer. I bet she's at least got a good body.
One of the sites this week, I think it was MSN, had a tremendous article about how much sex happens in the Olympic Village once the athletes...
It's like summer camp.
Yes. Once the athletes are done competing. Like a guy like Michael Phelps is done a week ago and then hangs out for several days, you know, before he goes home. Nothing but banging because you're done. The pressure's off. You're happy. You're celebrating. You're partying. And you're in this village with all of these unbelievably attractive people.
Yeah.
And it just goes off.
It was like last night at the swingers party.
Yes, very much like
we're
that.
We're all trapped together, all these young, attractive people. Bean left at 9.
Yeah.
Kevin had a dress on his head, so that's how it all came together.
Pam Anderson?
With a giant woman on a scale.
I am a very happily married man.
Yes, you are.
I'd like to keep it that way.
All right, then. Speaking of hot, Megan Fox.
Yes.
She's hot. Details of her diet rituals are surfacing. Apparently, she likes to stay trim by cleaning out her system.
Oh, no.
So she chugs...
I did that this morning.
Cleaned out your system?
It's not very hot, I'll tell you
she
that.
She doesn't use the same system that you use.
Good.
She apparently chugs vinegar from the bottle.
What?
Yes. She drinks vinegar from the bottle, chugs it to keep her system clean and to stay trim.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, she's less attractive to me now. When you kiss her and she tastes like German potato salad.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Whatever she's doing is working. When are we going to start our new segment? Let's talk about Megan Fox.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
We got we have no time to plan a show. We got a lot of time to do it. Dave is sleeping at the table.
His head closes his eyes and his head starts to drop.
He's like a child. He's like a toddler who just can't stay awake at the dinner table.
You missed Dave Friday night at Omar's party at an outdoor nightclub. And in Vegas, it's August in Vegas.
Yeah.
It was about 407 degrees at midnight.
Pretty warm. Sure. Yeah.
Dave's out there in a cardigan sweater, button up like Mr. Rogers, and a dress shirt.
Black.
Like, what is wrong with you? Oh, this looks good. Cardigan equals vagina. That's what he kept saying all night long.
Dave, you're not Kanye West. Not everybody can pull off the cardigan.
I was going to put a tie on, but I thought that'd be too much. I said, yeah. So you kept a sweater, and it's 100 degrees
he
out.
He said it would be too hot. I could put on a tie, but I thought it would be too hot.
Yeah, you know those bulky wool ties you wear to warm up in the winter.
You know, the very, very stylish African-American Kevin Bean listener that was at our swingers party last night.
Mike.
Dude rocked the cardigan.
No, he had a sweater vest on.
That was a sweater vest. Yeah. That looked sharp on him.
He looked good.
Yeah, he was Farnsworth, man.
Hey, take it easy, dude.
What? Did you ask him out? It was a swingers party.
No, I'm just saying. It was just a good look. I can't see Dave pulling that off. That's all.
He's so funny. Mike, the listener you're talking about, I was talking to him for a while, and he said that he works in a place. He's a mechanic, and he works in a... They build airplanes. And everyone in the mechanics, he's the only black dude who works there. And he said, I'm the only K-Rock listener. All the white guys listen to Power.
I said, wow, you live in like some bizarro world. That's awesome.
So it was great to see
him.
He
seemed like a cool dude.
He was very nice. Today's celebrity birthdays... Monty Hall, legendary game show host from Let's Make a Deal. He turns 87 years old.
Does he live in Canada or something?
I think he lives in Montreal.
No, not Montreal. This is Monty Hall.
Oh, that's different. Sean Connery is 78 years old today. Regis Philbin celebrates his 77th birthday. Gene Simmons from Kiss is 59. Elvis Costello turns 54. Director Tim Burton is 50. Billy Ray Cyrus is 47. Rachel Ray turns 40 years old. I bet Omar is happy to have a birthday so close to Rachel Ray's.
Yeah. She's 1 year closer to death, he says.
Claudia Schiffer, the supermodel, is 38. And Rachel Bilson from The O.C. turns 27. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Why are you two the gayest people I've ever met?
What are you talking about?
What? Your computer desperately searching for who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
I want to see if Adam West was going to be on.
Oh.
That's not so gay, but Bean.
I was just trying to help out Ralph for his showbiz report that's coming up.
Look, these are the people that are going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Adam didn't make the list.
He didn't make... Boy, he's getting just served everywhere he goes right now.
What's a guy got to do to get a little love?
Kill himself.
Who is that who just said that?
What's that, China?
I think John McCain is here.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. We're live from beautiful Caesars Palace, Las Vegas. Last night was the F Monogamy Swingers Party. We'll tell you more about that coming up. In the meantime...
There's a couple swingers now.
Yes, they are. Party. Yes, they are.
Look at her boobs.
I know. Yeah, good thing. Who's the young man sitting to Lisa's left?
Lisa's partner.
That would be Dave.
This is the boy
Mexico.
I picked up last night.
Is it?
Off the ground.
Did somebody order Mexican?
What's
couldn't
going
you,
on?
Couldn't you find somebody who had a voice box, Lisa?
What's going on with
well,
you,
I
Dave?
I had a box, but it was in a voice box.
Oh, look at him.
Dave. Come on.
That's not even triad.
High five.
Let's just make him talk for an hour.
We came Friday night for a surprise party for Omar. He lost his voice about halfway through Saturday. He didn't even have it last night.
Tomorrow he's going to have one of those boxes you have to hold up to your throat.
I'm dancing in Mexico. Very nice to meet you. I work on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Dave, did you sleep at all last night or did you stay up?
No, of course I... No.
No,
he you stayed up all night.
Oh, damn.
You went to a strip club, didn't you?
Sure did.
Yeah. Oh, the ladies must have loved your velvety tones.
They heard me, clearly.
Listen to Dave.
Dave's if we keep making him talk, it'll be completely gone.
Yeah.
Dave, do the scene from The Godfather where Marlon Brando is talking about you coming to me on the day of my daughter's wedding. Let me hear that scene.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Come on. Let's get to the break. Come on, let's get to the break.
All right, the reason Dave is here is Dave is very active in not only the Kevin and Bean podcast that you complain so frequently about, but also he's in charge of putting up stuff for the Internet Roundup. Now, ordinarily, we host the Internet Roundup. We tell you about the great new sites that we're going to tip you off to at KRock.com in the Kevin and Bean section. But since Dave is so entertaining to listen to today, we thought perhaps we'd let Dave host it.
So, Dave, what's new on the Internet Roundup?
Wait, don't we have a theme song or something?
Yes, we do, Dave.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Dave, what's new on the Internet Roundup?
Well, the first video involves Ralph Garman, who talks all this crap about keep Kevin drunk, and yet he didn't even get drunk himself and went to bed early and all this crap. F you, Ralph Garman.
What's that got to do with the
F you, buddy.
I don't know. I was talking to Alex.
What? What are you talking about? I thought we were talking about videos that are up.
Well, no. Garman instructed me to keep Kevin up, get them wasted. Yeah, I get my job, thanks, and Ralph. I get mocked.
Thanks, Ralph.
Come on. Thanks. Give me my props here.
Ralph goes right to bed.
Yeah, Ralph
son
goes
of a
right
bitch.
To bed. I was in bed at like midnight.
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 What does this have to do with the internet, Ralph?
Nothing. Dave's just obsessed with the fact.
Dave, try to stay
saying,
on.
I was here on time.
Stay on target, Dave.
I'm just saying. Give me my props, and then we'll move on.
All right, you get
okay,
mad.
You get your props.
Props, Dave. Props to you.
Yes, props to you. There you go.
Try to back up Kevin, and he mocks.
Now you've got props.
All right, China, what else you got?
How about moving it along?
Our first video is a BBC reporter's.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
This was a bad idea.
I know, it's a good idea.
I could listen to him all day.
Michael Phelps, I'm not him. Go ahead.
It would be absolute pandemonium down here. I keep telling them my name is Steve Parry from Great Britain. Maybe they watch me swim in Athens. I don't know. I've never felt like a bigger fraud in all my life. But no, I'm not Phelps. I'm not Michael Phelps. I'm not Phelps. I'm not Phelps.
Dave, for folks who haven't seen the video, you need to give them some context, some setup. This is an Australian guy who looks just like Michael Phelps and is getting mobbed everywhere he goes in the Olympic Village.
He's doing a report from the Olympics?
Yeah, a British reporter.
You got to tell people that so we know what we're listening to.
That's what we just heard.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. What's next?
So if you want to see the video of the guy who's not Michael Phelps, go to the internet.
It's pretty funny. You should go check it out.
All right, what's next, Dave?
You know those Verizon Wireless commercials?
Yes.
Which ones are you talking about?
The ones where, hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Okay.
And the network's following him?
Yeah. Right.
Well, there's this one guy, I guess Verizon, really did this to one dude. So they're following this guy around.
I'm having so much trouble following this. I have no idea what you're talking about, Dave. I work on the show, and I've been to the website, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Play the clip.
You can't miss it. I have 300 people in Verizon things, and the can you hear me now, dude, is immediately behind me. You cannot miss me. Check it out. It's the can you hear me now, dude, in the network.
Dave, you're fired.
There was a Verizon customer that they actually sent
they
the network to follow
around.
They
the whole network following this dude. And then he hangs up and they leave him. It's awesome.
That's kind of funny.
It's funny.
It sounds like if anyone else were describing it, it would be awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
You're making me talk. Not
what
me.
Else do we
what
have?
What else you got?
All right, one more, because our guest is here, by the way. Last Comic Standing winning, Eliza Schlesinger, is going to join us in the next break.
Let's see. Mike, let's do the...
You know we're on the air, right? Are you aware of that? Come on.
Come on, Dave. Try to
quit.
Come on.
You have him numbered right here.
We accept your resignation.
I'm not Michael Phelps.
No, we did that one already.
All right. Listen.
Are you kidding? You can't do it?
No. Let's just go. Let's move on. The guest is here. Let's
go.
She's funnier than I am.
The poor
let's
guy
go.
Can't help it. Winner. He's Mexican.
Go to the internet roundup, krock.com, Kevin and Bean section. And just check out the videos.
This was your idea, not mine.
I guess we're not going to hear about him from the king, I guess.
No, I guess we won't.
Wow. Hey, can we leave him behind in Las Vegas?
Please.
Seriously.
Yes, please.
Let's do it.
I think we have.
Note to self, Dave, king of Mexico, bad. Uh-huh. Morning after.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hells
right.
Yeah.
Got that.
Put that right under Kevin next day. Also suspect. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Caesars Palace in Las Vegas until 10 o'clock if we make it that long. Speaking of Las Vegas, by the way, who watches that Last Comic Standing show, big top 10 hit on the TV? Anyone watch that?
I definitely have, yeah.
What
one
about,
lady's clapping.
One, and it's you, Eliza, and that's because they gave you $250,000. Eliza Schlesinger joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. She's the winner of Last Comic Standing. First female winner. Youngest winner ever, Last Comic Standing.
I'm pretty sure the only Jewish winner.
Really?
Could be wrong.
Didn't have a lot of records.
That fan could have been a Jew.
Didn't check for that. That's true.
Check on that one.
So I don't watch The Last Comic Standing, and here's why. Because there aren't very many funny people who are professionals that are hired to be funny on TV. So I think, what are the chances that there's going to be a bunch of amateurs that are going to get up there and be funny? Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong. I think there are a lot of professional funny people that are hired to be funny on TV.
Like, right, but I'm saying there are a lot of people who have those jobs on TV that aren't funny.
Well, that aren't funny.
So then I'm thinking, wow, right. How many amateurs can there be out there if they keep hiring professionals that aren't even funny?
Think about it this way. The pool from which they pull professionals is bigger than the amount of professionals. So there's got to be a lot of funny amateur people out there.
You were probably watching early seasons of Last Comic
Standing? I've never seen the show.
How did it happen?
I think as a comedian, it's, you know, it's certain comics at certain levels, like my level, which is one of the lower ones. You know, it makes sense to try out for a show like that.
Right.
You know, if you've been doing it for a long time and you've sort of had your accomplishments, you don't really need the exposure.
But you never came across it and said, hey, this is a show about struggling comedians. I'm going to...
No, I knew exactly about it. But the reason I never watched it is because as a comedian, I get anxious watching other comics or watching people on stage. And
as if they bomb, you go, oh, I feel so bad.
No, or I just like, oh, I want to be up there. So I never watched the show. But now that I've won and kind of conquered it, I can watch it without getting all nauseous.
What made you finally decide to go for it then? If you weren't interested in it for the first few times it was on?
I was in college. I wasn't a stand-up when the show began, like 6 years ago or 5 years ago. And I was more ready this year than I was last year. You know, you don't want to go for it and then make it halfway. You want to try to do the whole thing.
Did you think you were going to win?
Deep, like, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Right.
You know, I tried to look at it one step at a time. I didn't think I was going to win until they said, hey, you won. I was like, oh, okay, that confirms it. I win.
Well, most people would look, I mean, any career in entertainment is a long shot, let's face it.
Sure.
Making a living in comedy, in stand-up comedy, has got to be almost impossible.
It is almost impossible.
What makes someone aspire to that?
They got to be a little crazy and a little desperate for attention and funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if you aspire to make your living. I think you aspire to just be somewhat, I guess successful would go hand in hand with living. I don't know. I think you wake up saying, I just want to make millions of dollars. Like, I didn't do the show for the money. I didn't even know the prize when I entered it. But you do it because you want to find the biggest platform from which to share your comedy.
Right, right.
Makes sense.
Now, and I want to give everyone a puppy. That's such like a congenial idea. More peace.
That's nice of you.
On the show, do you have to come up with new material to do? What are we looking at?
He was sleeping.
Dave's falling asleep again.
Yeah.
He's a wreck. He's a mess.
You're a mess. Is that a shot of tequila?
Yeah, you want it?
Nope.
No, it's not tequila.
It's vodka.
I think it's vodka.
My mistake.
You want
no,
that?
That's, no, I'm okay.
All right, okay.
Thank you, though.
What time do you start drinking?
Later.
Lightweight. Lightweight.
I am a lightweight.
Like 8:45-ish?
On the show, do you have to come up with a chunk of new material every single week to stay on it?
Yes.
Is it like American Idol where you come out and sing another song and then you might get voted off, that's it?
Yes.
Does it work the same way?
I think so.
You think so?
I don't really watch American Idol either.
But I'm saying...
Yeah, you have to,
God
you have to,
bless you for that.
You're welcome.
I hate that show.
You're welcome. No, it's one of those things where hopefully you have a lot of comedy already and you can just pull from that. You don't want to repeat material because then no one's going to want to vote for you because then it's like, well, why would we vote for you? You don't have
But they don't give
fresh.
You a topic that you have to make something
no.
up.
Maybe like in a challenge, or something like that. But no, for the most part, you can pretty much, as long as you're not really offending anyone, you can pretty much say what you want. You don't mention brand names.
So you have a career now?
I have a career.
As a result of winning that show?
As a result of winning the show, I have more doors open for me, put it that way. And I think anytime you win anything, it's up to you to parlay that into something else.
Did you blow all the money?
I haven't actually received it yet. But I have spent $700 on T-shirts.
What are you talking
about? People have told me, they're like, you need to dress nicer. So I tried to do that. And I just
could buy 100,000 of my T-shirts for that amount of money.
Yeah, I bought really fancy T-shirts, but they're still T-shirts. And
right.
I was trying on like lace the other day, and I was like, this is just not going to happen for me. I'm just not, I'm not doing that. So I'm going to stick with T-shirts, and if you don't like the image, then you can put on a dress.
Is it funny? That's the splurge with her $250,000. She went out and bought a couple of nice T-shirts.
I like it.
Really fancy T-shirts.
You don't have much vision with that money, do you?
Not much vision. My dad's a financial planner, so he can have that vision.
Right. Oh.
And I've been given some advice from some people. And when it comes to numbers, I kind of fall asleep, much like your Mexican friend over
yeah.
here.
Yeah, exactly.
Our Mexican friend over there falls asleep for any
reason. It's a siesta. That's what they do.
You're right about that. All right, we have to take a quick break. By the way, you can plug your show. When are you here? Through what? Through what night?
I'm here through the 27th.
Okay.
I'll be at Bally's Jubilee. It's in the Bally's showroom, and I'll be there too. There's two shows a night. There's 7:30 and there's 10:30, and I come on about 35 minutes into it, the beginning of the second act, I think. And so,
any difference playing in Las Vegas versus playing other places around the country? Is it a harder audience?
There are more Asians here.
Really?
That's true.
Than other places. And when I say Asians, I don't mean American Asians. I mean hardcore, we don't necessarily speak English Asians.
And do they like
come
the
to
comedy?
See a comedy? I wouldn't know, but I think having your arms crossed and nodding is either a sign that they're falling asleep or that they're really enjoying.
They're just giving you like a heads up.
They're giving me, like, I'm okay with that. I had one lady in the front row, this elderly black lady, who was really enjoying the show, but she was very verbal in showing how she enjoyed it.
Sure.
Like, I'd say something, she'd be like, stop, stop. And I was like, I can't stop. It's my job. Please stop yelling stop at me. You're crazy. I was like, okay, we can talk about this after. Please be quiet.
All right. Bally's through the 27th, and of course, here at the beautiful Caesars Palace with us right now. We'll take a quick break, come back with more of Last Comic Standing winner Eliza Schlesinger right after this on the world famous K-Rock. Eliza Schlesinger is here. She is the winner of this year's Last Comic Standing, appearing in Las Vegas at the Bally's for the next couple of nights. What are you watching, Eliza? What's on your TV?
I'm watching Indian people at a market.
What
is your screensaver?
It's a screensaver.
What an odd choice. There's flowers, icebergs, and then Indian people.
But it's really 3D looking, isn't it? Look at that. Flowers. Look at that.
Pretty cool.
I think even
3D.
If you weren't drunk, Kevin, that would be pretty fascinating.
Yeah,
it's not 3D.
Eliza is here because, as I mentioned, she's now a professional comic and some junk from Last Comic Standing.
Yes.
We were starting to ask you off the air, but we shelved it so we could ask on the air why there are so few people like you who are chicks and so funny. What's the deal with the women in the comedy?
I think there are a lot of women that do comedy, and there are a lot of very funny women, very talented women that do comedy. I think a lot of times women think in order to be funny, they have to automatically go for a dick joke or automatically go to something dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great if that's completely organic and that's where you're coming from, but I think a lot of women don't.
Is it as a crutch?
Yeah. Because it will always get a laugh because there's always, that's kind of like the lowest common denominator. Like, you know, let's all laugh at, you know, sex. And there's definitely a place for that. But I think all too often it's just, let's just go as dirty as possible to shock people. And there's no heart behind it. If that's your thing, that's your thing. But I think a lot of people.
But for you, you have heart because you have sharks.
I have sharks on my side.
Tell us about sharks.
I didn't understand that.
I was watching Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. It was funny because they were like, welcome to the 20th anniversary of Shark Week. Today we're going to learn the best way to fend off a shark. And I'm thinking, you guys have been doing this for 20 years and you're just now covering how to fend off a shark. It should have been like episode 1 of Shark Week, how to get away from an effing shark.
Yeah.
That's all you have to know. And then they go through different ways like, oh, is it a good idea to punch a shark? I'm like, sure, because punching underwater, there's so much force behind that.
That's where the power comes from.
Yeah, and they were going through different ways. They're like, is it better to punch a shark in the nose or jab it in the eye? And to figure this out, they concocted a punching device, which was a giant black rubber fist. And then they had a giant black
rubber.
Are you
sure you were watching Shark Week?
That's what I was like. This is great if Shark Week coincides with Gay Pride Week.
Pretty sure.
I know we've never tried it before. I'll tell you that before.
That's true.
The shark doesn't like it.
What are the areas that you find the funniest, the things that you most like to talk about on stage?
Observations. Everyday observations. The human condition. Every comic's different, and everyone draws their inspiration from different stuff. I make a lot of fun of stuff on TV.
Do you have a weakness? Like
weakness.
Stuff that you love.
Animals. I love making fun of animals. I love animals in general. I think it's always a good day when you can talk about imitate an animal.
Imitate
I like doing
an
that.
You imitate animals in your act?
Well, not like to you know, like I I can't really do it on the radio.
Yeah.
Not just inappropriate, just because who can see my bunny face?
But I bet it's cute.
It's kind of cute.
She's doing it. She's doing a bunny face.
I do a shark face, too, but I kind of look like Michael Phelps because he's got a jagged shark teeth.
He does. You're right.
He's an amazing swimmer.
Is winning Last Comic Standing what you expected it would be? Did you wake up and everything was different, or is it still kind of a struggle?
It's both. I think anytime you get a responsibility like that, anytime you win anything, you know, any sort of contest where your talent is what's at stake, it's your job to parlay that into whatever else it is you want to do. And somebody gave me some very good advice. Sean Cullen, who was one of the contestants on the show, who's amazing. I ran into his manager, and he said, don't make the mistake of thinking that Hollywood's going to wake up thinking about you the next day. And it's absolutely true. Like, people come up to me, they're like, oh my God, you're that girl from Last Comic. But no one's like... You know, I'm not like a celebrity by any means.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you
still until they see your bunny face.
And then it's
mayhem.
All,
it's all over.
They want bunny autographs. They want shark tail autographs.
What do you want to do? Where would you like to parlay? Because we'd like to offer you right now, and I think I speak for the room, traffic on the Kevin and Bean show. We would like to see you doing traffic.
What about news? News is open.
Can I do it today?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do it in about 3 minutes if
you
want.
I would love to do that.
All right.
Lisa, are you ready for
it?
Yes, traffic reporter?
Am I taking your job? Is that okay?
Yeah,
I hope.
Fine.
Just for a minute.
Okay.
Just for a minute.
All right, so we established that. So you'll be doing traffic on the Kevin Beach show next. Ultimately, where do you want to go?
Traffic for
it takes,
Big Boy?
Yeah, I'd like to be in
a better show.
For a hip-hop radio station. I'd love to do feature films. I love comedy. I love doing comedy. Love to have my own talk show one day.
Yeah.
I have my own show on online. It's called The Weekly News. It's on the stream.tv. I don't know if I can plug it.
Everybody's watching that. Oh, my God. We can't go anywhere without hearing about the stream.tv.
Yeah, it's pretty big. At least one person here hasn't fallen asleep. And but, you know, and that's like my own niche. And that's just fun. I love doing sketches. I love just creating and writing. So any form to do that on a big scale, I'm happy with that.
Bigger the better.
You're way hotter in person than I thought you'd be.
Thank you.
Is that good? Is that a compliment?
No, that's definitely. Anytime anyone is way hotter than, it doesn't matter what. what else.
Compared to the show or compared to what you thought I'd look like?
Both.
Oh,
I just
well,
didn't,
that doesn't
I
make
didn't
sense.
Know you were so hot.
It doesn't, right?
I'm just
it doesn't
saying.
Make sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
Really?
Once you've
well,
seen
you
me,
never
you...
saw her before.
I know, but I've seen, so, I've seen pictures
so
of her.
So what's your idea of how hot she's going to be?
I take horrible headshots. I look like a transvestite on a lot of the ones they took for
that's kind of what I was thinking.
I look like a mannish ostrich with a wig.
That's,
I hate it.
That's what I was expecting,
yeah,
to tell you the truth.
Ostrich face. And thick neck. It's not good.
And instead, your bunny face. We all know that.
Instead, I have bunny face, and I'm adorable in person.
All right. Ballets for the next couple nights, and then you got a big tour with the other runners-up on Last Comic Standing. It's going to go everywhere, right?
We're going to be touring all over the world. Why would I say that? All over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Our country. And
the good one.
If you go on NBC.com, the good one, the best country in the world, in the country. If you go on NBC.com, click on Last Comic Standing, scroll to the bottom, it says World Tour. It's also my MySpace page. If you just Google my name, that will come up. I'm not going to give you the address. It's lame.
I don't think I could spell your name even looking at it.
Most people can't spell it or say it. I should just go by Eliza, but then I feel like I sound like a diva, like Madonna.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we go all over. We'll definitely be coming to somewhere near you, because we go to a lot of random cities.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thanks for stopping by. Great to meet
thanks
you.
You
don't
me,
you don't get to leave now because you're going to take over Lisa's job.
Check the traffic.
Exactly. And more from Las Vegas. We're live at Caesars this morning. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous. Eliza Schlesinger is here. She's the winner of Last Comic Standing. It's her dream to do traffic on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Can I, before she starts, I didn't write one thing down for her, so I want to mention it, that we still have the sig alert on the 105 eastbound from Central to Wilmington. The only lane open right now is a carpooling. They're still investigating an earlier
You just can't give it up,
accident.
Can you? You just can't give it up. Not even for one
and
time.
And now, back to Eliza.
It's just not very gracious. She's here to replace you, and you just won't.
I take my job very seriously.
Okay, we're going to push her out the door screaming and kicking, apparently.
Okay, now, there you go.
Thanks, guys. East 101 past Havenhurst, there's an injury accident in the right lane. I guess somebody fell.
You're
south
hired.
On the 5 past Beach Boulevard, there's a stall in the slow lane.
Why do you sound so angry?
I'm trying to read this without messing it up because people need their traffic.
No, see, she takes it seriously,
they
too.
They don't listen to us
yes,
for traffic.
Yes, they do.
Because you guys read it so fast, I never understand that I'm never up driving. So never
But you sound so mad, though. Why are you
I'm
so
sorry.
Angry?
I was trying to I didn't want you guys to think I was illiterate.
Trying to be serious.
She's doing a newsie.
East 91, I don't even know where the 91 is, so that's sort of for
Orange
farmers.
County.
Okay, East 91 at the 605, I'll do it happier. East 91 at the 605, metal is in the slow lanes. There's metal everywhere.
Very good.
Excellent.
But you have to read the track.
I have to read the
weather.
Okay, it's mostly sunny after morning, but there's low clouds, and there's dense fog, so watch out for that. it'll get you. Okay, highs in the 70s at the beaches and mid-80s downtown. Highs in the 90s in the valley and heating up as the day gets long.
Read the commercial.
Good. Read the commercial. Can I add something to the commercial?
Yes.
Am I going to get in trouble?
At
nope.
the end.
Not
okay.
by us.
Hurry into the Hyundai Dollars and Cents sales event going on at your local Los Angeles Hyundai dealers today. Do something smart with your money. Buy a hooker.
There you go.
All right. Thank you very much.
Eliza, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Wonderful to meet you. 8:55. Wow, that's an actual first applause this morning.
Wow, it was spontaneous. We didn't even encourage that.
How about
they
that?
They just burst into applause.
Wow.
That
very
never
impressive.
Happens for us.
By the way, before Ralph does the showbiz, Lisa, we really enjoyed working with you.
Well, it was nice for me, too.
I mean, it was a really good run for a long time.
And
yeah,
you're very talented. You'll probably land on your feet.
Long, really.
Wherever you go, you'll land on your
but
feet,
but apparently
I'm sure.
My prayers have been answered, and now I can leave.
Oh, how dare you.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Ralph, what's going on?
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? The top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, Tropic Thunder. Number one for the second week in a row, $16.1 million. People can't see enough of a fat, bald Tom Cruise. That's what I'm thinking. House Bunny was number two at the box office, $15.1 million. Of course, Anna Faris stars in that, along with Catherine McPhee.
Wow, Eliza couldn't get out of here fast enough.
I know.
No interest in hanging out with
Boy,
you guys.
Boy, did she hate us.
I can't blame her.
Wow.
Death Race. She was listening to the show saying, these guys are on a major market in Los Angeles?
Has to be disappointing for
her. I can't believe it. Yeah. One's falling asleep in a hoodie, and the Mexican can't talk. The other one has long, freakish hair. It's a bad combo. Death Race was number three. Dark Knight was number four. Star Wars The Clone Wars was number five. Then Pineapple Express, Mirrors, The Long Shots, Mamma Mia, and The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. Anybody go see a movie this weekend? Or are we all busy drinking?
Yeah, busy. I should have.
Sean Connery is releasing his autobiography today, story of his life. It's also his birthday. A lot of Sean in the news. You'd be surprised to know he wasn't always the suave, debonair secret agent
really?
That he's made out to be. When he was dirt poor as a kid. And in the book, apparently, he covers the fact that he worked a variety of different jobs before he became an actor. One of which was polishing coffins.
What?
Yeah. Oh.
That job exists?
It did 50 years ago, whenever
hell
Frank
Lake gives me the willies.
He used to polish coffins for a living.
That is a terrible job.
It is a horrible job. At least they're empty. I guess when you're polishing, you probably don't polish them after the bodies have gone in, right?
They could probably use it more then.
Yeah. Apparently, he is richer than rich,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But is still deciding whether to leave his estate to his 45-year-old son or not. But he just may leave it to his second wife. However, his second wife, Marceline, is still trying to convince Sean to leave some money to the kids. So that battle is still going on.
Doesn't he seem like one of those super cranky old relatives that everybody's hovering around because he's old and he's
waiting
just,
to cash in?
He hates them all and is going to do everything he can to make sure most of them don't get anything.
And they all hate him.
And they all hate him.
Make your own money.
Exactly.
Speaking of making money, Miley Cyrus is on track to be a billionaire by the time she is 18 years old.
Oh, my God.
And that's with billionaire with a Z, right?
That's right.
Billionaire.
Portfolio.com, a financial website, says that given her current rate of income from her concerts and her Hannah Montana series on Disney and the merchandising, which is about 140 different items of Hannah Montana-inspired merchandise out in stores, by the time she's 18, she should be worth $1 billion. He's 15 now, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to be 16 next month.
Right.
So it's just within 2 years she's going to make. I was going to say, maybe, you know, the whole Hannah Montana thing will drop off. She won't be such a draw. But she could probably stretch out this career for another 2 years.
Oh, absolutely.
I would think so.
She's one of the few performers out there who could sell as many concert tickets as she wishes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
John Travolta and Kelly Preston have been married for 17 years. However, John says that the passion in their relationship has not cooled down because he likes dudes. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't believe he said that.
No,
he didn't
say that at all.
Kelly Preston, good-looking woman, by the way.
Yes. Too bad he likes dudes.
He doesn't like dudes. You made that up 5 seconds ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard it someplace.
You heard it from your own mouth.
I love me. I listen to me all the time. I was still.
He's a fan.
Oh, you
that's not what we're saying at all. No, that was for Ralph.
Apparently, according to the New York Post, Kelly and John still get kinky by playing naked stewardess together.
Is that why he learned to fly a plane?
So Kelly could walk around naked in the cabin, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I think we do.
I think.
I don't think it's even a euphemism. I think it's actually what I
mean. He's a fag.
Oh, stop it. Eric Dane and Rebecca Gayhart are separated. One of the more high-profile relationships in
Hollywood. Yeah, Eric.
Eric Dane, of course, Dr. McSteamy.
Yeah.
Oh, is that
from
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Uh-huh.
And Rebecca Gayhart, of course, she was the Noxzema girl for a long time, and she did a bunch of movies and stuff. And then
she's most famous for running people over in a crosswalk.
She
right?
did have a bad accident. She killed some chick. But apparently, he has moved out of their West Hollywood home and is now living at the Chateau Marmont Hotel with John Travolta.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
I don't think that's
he
true.
Likes
still,
dudes.
He doesn't at all.
It has finally been announced: the cast for season 7 of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, we can't wait for that.
As you know, I was...
Your wife seems very excited by that news.
I was closely watching this list because rumor had it that Adam West, TV's Batman, was being considered to be one of the dancers on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was hoping with great anticipation that would be the case.
Please tell me it's not.
It is not the case.
Oh, why would you say that?
I don't want to listen to Ralph talk about that goddamn show every day when he goes, oh, I love that show.
How great would it be to have Batman be on Dancing with the Stars?
How bad would it be to have to talk about Dancing with the Stars?
When you hear some of the people they put on that show, you will not believe Adam isn't on that
show.
You're
going to be begging for Adam West in about a minute.
I don't watch that show. What do I care?
Because you would if TV's Batman Adam West were on it.
But I don't want to watch that show.
But you would have if he was on it, is
you
what
don't
we're
know,
saying.
Man. You
do
don't
your
know.
Shot. Do your freaking shot. It's
yeah,
still
what's
sitting
the deal?
There.
It's still sitting there. Your
just
vodka.
Pour it into your orange juice.
You'll be so happy about Adam West if you drink that.
Pour it in your orange juice or your Coke or the 19 other beverages you have sitting in front of you.
Yeah, what's going on
I'm a
with you?
Man.
Here's the list of people who will be competing on Dancing with the Stars. Kim Kardashian.
Oh!
All right, so you'll watch for that.
What about that? I'll watch for her ass.
Absolutely.
What about the outfits on that show for Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, she's going to be busting the seams out all kinds of dresses on that show. And she just recently had a bad accident, too. She sliced her foot open and had to be rushed to the ER. But they say she will compete regardless of her injury. She's going to play hurt, man.
I wonder if she could possibly dance. Might she be good at this or
not? She might.
Because she's not good at anything, so I just wondered if this is the one.
She's good at having booty.
Yeah,
she is good at having booty.
Cloris Leachman.
Ooh.
Oh, what? Stop it. She's like 80.
I know.
She looks pretty damn good,
though. Is she the one that was on the roast?
Yes.
She was the Bob Saget roast. Yeah.
She was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show for many years. She's an Oscar-winning actress. She won for Last Picture Show. She won the Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah,
that
she's
year.
Old.
She is old, but she is an accomplished actress. I can't believe she is doing this show.
Moved into that spot that Miss Stalgetti used to hold before she passed away. So now Cloris Leachman is my new thing.
Of old broads, you want to bang?
Old broads, I want to bang, yeah.
Maurice Green.
Who's
nope.
that?
Football
He's
player?
An Olympic sprinter.
Oh.
Nope.
He's on.
Dave, do you know who Maurice... Really? Okay.
You don't get to talk anymore after the last thing you did.
Yeah, you're fired.
Lance Bass from NSYNC. He is on the show.
Oh!
here's what I've never understood. They have people on the show that that did choreography their whole lives.
I know. He used to be in a boy band.
Right, that's what I mean.
Like, is that
well,
fair?
They do that every time.
Doesn't he have a...
It's like the Christina Yamaguchi, whatever that broad was, the ice skater chick.
Right.
Rocco DiSpirito.
Oh,
he's
the
TV chef.
Cook guy, yeah.
He's a TV chef. He's on the
He's not the one that yells at everybody.
No, that's the British guy. That's
Hey, guys, we're on the air still.
No, the Hell's Kitchen guy. He's thinking
Gordon
of the Hell's
Ramsey.
Kitchen.
Oh.
Not Gordon Ramsay.
No, he's
a different guy. Warren Sapp, former NFL player.
Defensive end or whatever?
He is a
giant dude.
And he is retired now, and now he's going to be dancing with the stars.
He's like 400 pounds.
See, Adam West would dance better than Warren Sapp. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying I don't care.
Misty May Traynor.
Yeah.
Of course, we all just watched her play volleyball for the U.S. Olympic team.
Is she the one whose ass President Bush slapped?
With the stamp tramp tattoo?
I think that was her.
Yes. Toni Braxton. Grammy Award-winning R&B star. She was playing in Vegas here not too long ago until they realized she had a bad heart and couldn't perform anymore. Good. Put her on a dance show. Make her do the limbo until their heart gives out. That'll be entertaining.
They should have somebody with heart trouble on every season.
That would make it very interesting. Speaking of Hannah Montana, Cody Linley of Hannah Montana will be on the show.
I don't know who that is.
Cody Linley. It's either a guy or a girl from Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Okay. Might be her
brother. Ted McGinley. Yeah! Our buddy Ted McGinley.
Oh, no.
The man who single-handedly killed a Happy Days, The Love Boat, Married with Children. He's the guy you call when your show's on its last legs. You bring Ted on.
So this is the end of Dancing with the Stars. Ted McGinley's a great choice.
Brooke Burke, actress and host.
Oh, yeah.
She's hot.
Susan Lucci, All My Children star.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Jeff Ross. The Roast Master General.
He's playing the Corolla role this year.
Our comedian friend Jeff Ross. Apparently, Jimmy Kimmel just picks a random friend of his every season, and they're forced to put them on Dancing with the Stars because he's a big deal over at ABC now.
Wow.
So that's how that works. So there's your finally, all the rumors can be put to rest. There's your lineup for Dancing with the Stars this year.
Are you in now, Kevin? Have you heard the list?
I've never been happier that I don't watch a show.
You're so excited, Kevin. You will be watching every week.
But, I mean, think about it, Kevin. From what Ralph just told you. Toni Braxton's heart could explode on any show. Warren Sapp is 400 pounds. How funny is that going to be to dance?
Right? Cloris Leachman is like 100.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian could fall out of any top that she puts on a show like
that. Or any bottom.
I mean, there's a lot of drama here to look forward to.
Let me know if something happens.
Okay.
Lance Bass could rape a dude on TV.
Well, I don't think that's...
That could happen.
I don't think
he could rape a dude on TV.
I don't think that's one of the...
He's just gay. You understand they're not the same, right, Ralph?
That's what you know about Lance Bass. I partied with Bass. You have no idea.
Wow.
They call him Grab Ass Bass. What do you think he got the name from?
Bad news here this morning.
Today's celebrity birthday is Monty Hall, the legendary game show host, is 87 years old today.
No, not Montreal. This is Monty Hall.
Not Montreal. It's Monty Hall. Look at Kevin.
That's the kind of comedy we were doing before you joined the show, Ralph.
17 years ago, and I hated it the first time we did. I thought it was stupid.
Once a year, we could do that, Joe. I just talked to somebody on a cell phone who's in Los Angeles listening to the show, and she said, "You guys sound horrible."
Yeah, we apologize for that.
Yeah, I said, "Well, that's how you know we had a good time."
That's right.
Yeah.
Sean Connery, as I mentioned, is 78 years old today. Regis Philbin, game show and talk show host. He is 77. Regis Philbin and Sean Connery are almost the same age, and Regis seems so much younger than Sean Connery does, doesn't he?
By far.
The energy that Regis has to do what he does at his age blows me away.
Yeah, he's remarkable. Gene Simmons from Kiss is 59 years old today. Gene, what are you going to be doing to celebrate your birthday? What's your...
Of course I'm going to get a birthday cake. Right now I'm gathering up the cream for that cake. Lisa May, speaking of cream.
All right, Gene.
Wow.
Thanks so much.
Sorry,
Elvis Costello is 54. Tim Burton turns 50 years old today. Billy Ray Cyrus is 47. Rachel Ray turns 40. Claudia Schiffer, the former supermodel, is 38. And Rachel Bilson,
from The O.C. in the recent movie Jumpers, is 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
And I'm sorry.
At 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. What?
I'm sorry they've been listening to Kevin and Bean Show.
Has it been that bad?
It's been a rough show.
It's been horrible.
Want to congratulate Sandra Ball from Menifee and Amber DeLosa from Simi Valley. They are the latest winners here at the world-famous K-Rock of tickets to go see Rise Against at the Palladium. Tickets for those three shows go on sale this Thursday morning at 10. Friday morning, grand prize drawing is going to be Rise Against playing at your garage. So you will win those tickets and be eligible for the drawing.
Come on. If you don't have a garage?
I don't have the answer to that.
Oh, neighbor's garage. You know what it's like. Now it's like someone asking a question you know the answer to. Don't just pour it. Yeah.
Well, I assume you could.
What if they don't have a garage, Bean? Where would Rise Against be playing then?
You can choose a deal.
Suck it.
You can choose a different location.
What kind of location would that be? What if I have a one-room apartment? I have no other location for Rise Against me playing. What happens then if I win?
Live in Las Vegas this morning.
How's it feel?
That's what I thought. And the reason we're here is because last night was what I think will be the first annual F Monogamy Swingers Party.
All right, we got to do that again.
Someday, you got to find another lay. And Kevin and Bean will give you that chance at the Swingers Party.
I say F Monogamy.
F it.
Have sex with anybody.
That's right.
I say F Monogamy.
Yeah.
We're going to have a Swingers Party.
Woo!
It's Kevin and Bean's F Monogamy Swingers Party.
I think you almost have to give Kevin the credit for making sure that no one with 2 extra pounds on her frame was able to get into the party last night.
Except the girl he was talking to.
Except
all
for
night.
The one girl that fell deeply in love with him.
That's right.
Being such jackasses. That was a, and I want, let's save this tape for the next time we bring up a swingers party. Kevin, was that or was that not a fantastic looking group of people?
And why was it?
Because of you.
Because I was the gatekeeper, mother heifer.
That's true. Because, no fat tricks allowed.
Because you're the weight Nazi. That's
well,
why.
You and your lovely bride were there last night.
We were
talking to most of the couples in the room. What was your read?
Well, it was an interesting crowd. I mean, everyone got along really well, and there was a lot of partying going on. But there were different levels, I guess, of experience in terms of the swinging lifestyle that you ran across. There were some people who were hardcore. The people who are angry with me that they couldn't find people who weren't into bestiality.
Oh, well, that's wrong and illegal.
That's one side of the spectrum.
Let's not have those people back.
No, let's not.
And the other end was people who had thought about it but were just interested in sort of being around it to see if it was something they wanted to proceed with or not.
I talked to a couple who had done everything but... And they said, we've decided this is the weekend we're going for. We're going to cross that last thing off the list of things we haven't done.
So they went,
Not that.
And there were some couples who couldn't even wait to meet other people. They had to start banging on the plane on the way to Las Vegas.
Oh, like Mile High?
Like Mile High here.
Hey.
What happened with you on the Southwest flight? What's your name, by the way, again?
My name is Joe.
Joe. Yeah, that's his
name.
You're right, Joe.
Joe, from all accounts on the flight from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, the facilities, the bathroom there in the back of the plane near where you were sitting, that it was preoccupied for like 25 minutes.
Yes, it was. I knew I only had it's only a 45 minute flight, but in that 45 minutes you can't stand up for the first 15, and you can't stand up for the last 15. So my timing had to be just right.
A small window of opportunity.
I didn't think about it actually. You know, when I got on the plane, but she got up to go to the restroom, and I said, all righty, I got a little plan. Someone's got to do it. It has to be done. Like Bean saying, I got to check off that last thing off my list.
And your thing was the Mile High Club, right?
That wasn't my last one. I still got quite a few, actually.
Right, but this is one that you had on the list that you hadn't done yet, and you thought, was she surprised when you came knocking on the bathroom door, or was she in on it?
Yeah, she actually... opened the door to come out, and I just pushed her back in and locked the door behind us.
Well, oh, good. Great.
And you're right, good.
It's like mile-high date rape.
No kidding. Wow. Now, I've heard...
She's the one I came with. It wasn't a...
No, it was your girl.
No, we understand. Right.
Yeah, no details, dude. Yeah, no kidding. Be careful with the way you talk.
We didn't think you grabbed a stewardess and just drug her into the bathroom. We assumed you knew her.
We had a guy stewardess. I probably would have.
We've all heard these stories about that, but I can't help but think every time I am forced to go into a restroom on a plane, how unbelievably tiny...
I know.
It is. I mean, how do you even have room without getting any details? Was it tough?
It was tough.
Notice I didn't ask, was it tight? Because I don't want to.
That's what she said.
It was tough, but you got to make it happen.
Sometimes you got to make it happen. He's right.
Yeah, what commit. Are we going to do?
How long, there's a will, there's a way.
How long were you in there?
2 minutes. 2 minutes, somebody shouted.
The audience screamed 2 minutes.
And was there anybody waiting to use that bathroom when you came out?
Yeah, on your flight.
Well, the stewardess was right there doing the thing with the drinks or whatever. And he's like, hey, don't be fornicating in my bathroom.
He said that. He said the word fornicate?
Yeah.
That's an aviation term.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or a
but apparently a lot of the other listeners who were sitting on the plane knew what was going on.
Oh,
so
did you get some applause when you stepped back out?
When I came back, like a bunch of people from the trip from K-Rock were like, they're all looking at me, and I just couldn't help but show my smile.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
But not everybody was from K-Rock on the flight, right?
No.
No.
But there was
those
other people
were
like,
horrified.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Hey, what did you think of the party last night?
Joe.
Yeah, Joe. Did you have a good time?
Joe.
Unbelievable.
You had a good time?
Yeah, really, really good
time. You say so. You had something held back for last night.
I wish I could remember more of it.
Yeah, that's about the way we're feeling here today,
did
too.
Did you and your date meet any nice other couples? Did you have any connections out there?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Really?
Success story.
Yeah. Good time.
Did you end up hooking up with any other couples last night?
Yeah.
Look at Joe.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
That's
there
what I'm talking
go.
About.
That's the weekend right there.
That's the kind of
success level that we're shooting for here at the F Monogamy Swingers Party.
Well done. All right.
By the way, I don't know if you guys saw the chick that came with him, who I don't think is here
now. Is she here? Is your
way too hot for him.
Yeah, she's
way too hot for him. Yeah.
Way like
she ought to be able to get a guy without braces. I'll just say that.
I don't know what that guy has going on, but it's more than any of us.
Oh, Beam, please don't start talking about teeth. Please.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Well, I'm glad you're able to make it to the party, man. We're proud of you. You did good work right there, my friend.
Thank you. Excellent.
All right, Kevin and me, we're live from Caesar's Palace, beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be back with more right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Was there more to that thought?
No, that's it. With your lame sex high five.
What? We're setting some up for later.
No, you're not.
1-800-520-1067.
I've never had sex.
There's no evidence
to the contrary, quite frankly.
If I had kids, at least I could claim
exactly,
one time, right?
Yeah.
That's the number for Kevin B's What to Do Nephew special Las Vegas edition. Get on the air, get a prize today, a pair of tickets to the NASCAR Pepsi 500, including the Miller Lite Rock and Racing Performance by Chris Cornell.
Ooh.
What a shame there aren't more sponsors in that plug. That's going to be this Sunday, August 31st. That's what you get.
Chris Kleenex Cornell, you mean?
That's the one.
I love him.
Kevin, who's first?
Let's go to line 2 and Marco in Pasadena. Good morning, Marco.
He just dropped. Go to
Indiana. Excellent. Let's go to line 1. Michael in Upland. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello, Michael.
What to do?
Hey, Mike, what to do?
I know Sanjaya's old news, but the guy is making money. He's on commercials, a hairline product out. I just don't know what to do about it. I don't know what to think about this guy. He's actually pretty for himself.
Are you calling about Sanjaya?
Yeah.
And his hair products.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to line 3 and Frank in Oceanside. Good morning.
I'm sorry. Where's
bite
Frank
me
from?
Kevin, bite me, Ralph. Bite me, Bean.
What happened?
I need Lisa May's traffic report daily. I live off of it.
Because you guys fired me, you bastards.
No, we fire her like every day. It doesn't mean anything.
We can't make it stick.
You guys just stop it because you guys aren't on the road. You guys are a little wherever
you don't understand.
I need my Lisa.
You're right. No one else could read the traffic. You're right. You need her.
There's no danger of anyone taking my job because the girl that was going to take it just now ran out of the casino.
She did.
Literally ran.
Lisa had some kind of a...
Some kind of
a special skill in putting up with a-hole dudes.
Yeah, I do.
She's a ninja with that. I don't know how she does it, but
no.
We do keep firing Lisa, though, but she's like a stray cat in the neighborhood that you keep shushing off your lawn, but she
keeps
coming back.
Because we keep putting food out. That's why. It's our own fault.
I guess that's what it is. All right. Your complaint is duly noted. Lisa apparently will at least be back for tomorrow morning.
For tomorrow, for sure.
So you're traveling down there in Oceanside. It'll be nice.
Oceanside.
Who's next, Kevin?
Let's go to line 4 and Wendell and Downey. Good morning, Wendell.
What it do? Did you guys happen to see the Olympic victory of the men's basketball over Spain?
USA Spain?
I'm sorry?
In the middle of the night, USA Spain, right? That was the gold?
For the gold, yeah.
Gold medal?
Yeah. Hey, did you guys see it?
They were watching it out here in the casino by the sports book. The entire place stopped gambling and everyone just gathered around the sports book to watch them win. It was really
exciting.
Based on a point difference, I actually lost a grand on that. Damn.
Well, they did beat Spain by, 37 earlier in this Olympics. So everybody was thinking, well, it's going to be another blowout, but
it wasn't. It was a close game.
No, it was pretty close.
I mean, wasn't it 2 or 4 points with a minute left or 2 minutes
like
left or
four,
something?
Yeah.
It was 2 points the last 4 minutes, and,
very
I was
exciting.
All happy, and then they came back, and I lost me and my girlfriend and stuff.
You lost money and your girlfriend?
Well, she's going to go with... I can't say it.
I don't understand what he's saying.
Kevin is drinking, yet you make less sense than him.
Did he bet his girlfriend on the game?
I'm good. Right. I'm depressed.
All right.
Okay, thank you. I'm just glad we don't ever have to hear the term redeem team again. I'm a little tired of that for the last 2 weeks, I got to be honest. Yeah.
But in 4 years, there'll be the re-redeem team.
Yeah, that'll be worse.
Let's go to line seven. Yeah, Eric. Good morning.
Two, nephew.
What'd it do?
Yeah,
what'd
Eric.
What'd it do?
Hey, I was at the Dodger game last Thursday. It was a day game. And I saw Bean's boy, Zach Efron, sitting right next to me.
What was sweet Zach wearing?
Wait a minute, he was at a sporting
Zach
event?
He was wearing a black Dodgers hat.
How did he look?
Glasses.
How did he look?
I'm sorry?
How did he look?
Oh, it was hot.
Slight. He looked flimsy.
That's how he looked.
Is he ripped?
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Is he ripped?
And what was funny is all of Bean's people were around, 10-year-old kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they were all from day camp for the day game.
Look, you mock me, but Zach is for everyone, okay? The little kids love him. The old grandmas love him. I mean, everyone loves Zach because he's the world's most perfect human.
I can't take this anymore.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
I can't take it anymore.
I want to thank our...
Kevin's already been sick once this morning.
I love
Zach. Have some mercy.
No, but I mean, really. At some point, you either have to admit that you're gay or shut the F up about Zac Efron.
I'm not gay, but you got to admit, he is tasty.
No.
I mean, he is a very, very attractive man. That's all I'm saying.
Stop it.
He's not a man.
Everybody has that one sort of, like, weird man crush. You know what I mean? There have been guys...
Like, in a creepy Catholic priest kind of way, though, like you do.
There have been guys, Ralph, that you've admired that way.
Yeah, like football players and people that are actually studs.
George Clooney and guys. You go out and have a beer with them and hang out. Get their sloppy seconds.
But Zach is so hot. That's all I'm saying.
I can't do this anymore.
All right. I want to thank our very special guest, the beautiful Eliza Schlesinger, for joining us today. Of course, the winner of Last Comic Standing, appearing at Bally's Las Vegas through the 27th and then hitting the road with the Last Comic Standing tour. Check the website for more information. I think that's it for guests, except we cannot leave without saying, how about Caesar's Palace as our host
today?
What
a great hotel.
Not only at the Shadow Bar last night for the F Monogamy Swingers Party, but at Rayo's this morning, which is a fantastic restaurant that we're broadcasting live from. They have been tremendous. What a beautiful casino. Unbelievable rooms. I mean, it really has been just a... Well, frankly, our listeners are shocked that it's been so first class. It's not like us at all.
I had someone at the party last night come up and said, the last part I came to for you guys was held in an Elks Lodge.
Oh, yes.
And here I am at Caesar's Palace in a really nice room and a really nice bar. What happened to you guys?
That was one of the worst parties we've ever had.
We've upgraded a little bit.
We have upgraded. And I also want to thank Fox Movies and Television for being the sponsors for the F Monogamy Swingers Party with What Happens in Vegas, the Ashton Kutcher movie coming out on DVD tomorrow. And, of course, the TV show called Do Not Disturb starring Jerry O'Connell, who I think is coming in on our show to talk about it very, very soon.
He will be debuting
as part of the new fall season. But they helped us put the party on last night, and we thank them very much.
Tomorrow morning, we are going to debut a new feature called Let's Talk About Megan Fox.
Oh, good. Finally.
I like it.
Me too.
It's going to be directionless, but we're going to be very happy.
We're just going to talk about
That's
Megan
correct.
Fox?
Yes. Harvey Levin will be on tomorrow's
program. Well, the problem is that sometimes a whole show goes by and we don't talk about her at all.
Or sometimes we talk about her, we don't have enough time to talk about all the great things we love about her.
So now we're just going to have a segment.
This way we can dedicate some time
to it. Every day. A segment every day. So we debut it tomorrow.
Some in-depth discussion.
Right. All righty.
People with effed up names tomorrow and...
I hope LaQuisha calls in.
And a mother and daughter porn team.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I didn't hear you. You're mumbling a little bit.
Mother and daughter porn team.
A mother and daughter porn team.
What are you talking about?
They're porn stars. They're mother and daughter.
That's correct.
Not the same.
And they work together.
No.
In the same scenes.
Right.
With the same dude.
Right, but not with each other because that
not
would be
with
gross.
With each other because that would be gross.
Right.
Oh, good. I'm glad they draw the line somewhere.
That does seem like a fine distinction, doesn't it?
Seems like a really important one, though, I would say.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that tomorrow.
I'm so going to score with both of them.
Well, good luck with that.
You're not going to be... No one's going to fight you, I don't think, for that.
Hey, by the way, do we have time for me to ask this question?
No, we never have time for you to ask a question because there's no answers.
Whatever happened to Jed the Fish coming to the party?
Oh, Jed.
We just dodged a bullet.
Wow.
You know what? You don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Okay. It just occurred to me right now
that I wanted
he was supposed to come, but he didn't come to the party. Okay.
He came by, Kevin, but you were under someone's dress at the time, so you didn't chance to see him.
Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including some Rage Against the Machine, Foo Fighters, Rancid, Linkin Park, and more straight ahead right after.